The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Boot, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome out to Joplin, Missouri, Joe Becker Stadium, site of the Region 16 Baseball Tournament. Matt Greenwood with you this evening. Looking forward to a great matchup between the top seed in this tournament, the Jefferson College Vikings, and the Mineral Area College Cardinals. Jeffco led by Kevin Mulder, and Mineral Area College led by Blake Jones. The teams are on the field right now as we speak. The Matt Cardinals in the outfield getting their long tosses in, and Jefferson College taking their infield. As we get you situated for this Fleegs Equipment pregame show, let me tell you a little bit about them. Fleegs Equipment, two locations, St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. That is Highway 32 in St. Genevieve. And on the outer service road at the Ludington exit, you can go online and shop there too. It's Fleegs.com. Check them out, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs.com. Jefferson College comes in with a record of 47-8. They have won 29 straight games. The Matt Cardinals looking to not only spoil their first round of this Region 16 tournament, but also end that 29-game winning streak. A team has not done so since early April. These guys have been on fire coming into this, and Mac is just the kind of team to put the fire out, as they'll be starting Blakely Kirby, a guy that's a redshirt freshman from Greenville High School, and someone that Coach Blake Jones truly trusts to get that game one victory for the Matt Cardinals. Matt comes in at 31-15. Of course, Blake Jones, their head coach, and they are the fourth seed in this Region 16 tournament. Not only are they trying to end Jeffco's 29-game winning streak, and not only are they trying to advance to the winner's bracket of this Region 16 tournament, but they're also trying to end an 8-game losing skid to the Vikings. So Mac could certainly use a win today against this Jefferson College team. And like I said, they've got the right guy on the mound to do so. All right, as part of the Fleegs Equipment pregame show, we've got coach interviews. So why don't we get to them here in 1 minute. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Kevin Mulder, head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings. You're listening to Region 16 Tournament Baseball on KREI and KJFF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Speaking to Kevin Mulder, head coach of the Jefferson College Baseball Vikings. They are the one seed in this Region 16 tournament, taking on the four seed Mac. And coach, you played Mac four times this year, beat them all four times. And the guy that they're throwing today, Blakeland Kirby, is a guy that you're able to get four runs off of. He kind of had some command issues, which led to some easy runs there for you guys. But just sort of talk about this matchup being here and in this Region 16 tournament with these guys.
It's going to be a good matchup, and Blake needs a good arm. I take whatever happened in the regular season, you can probably throw it out the window. You can go down the line. Every kid has a bad start, and he probably just didn't have his best stuff that day. But he's pitched really well here down the past month, and he's got good stuff. So we're going to have to do a good job on him offensively to have success.
Riley Boyd is your starter. He's thrown a few innings against Mac this year, hadn't done a bad job during his sophomore campaign, and the guy that's increased his strikeouts is his innings as well. Just a guy that seems to be mentally ready for this type of start.
Yeah, he's one of our main guys. He's a quality arm. He's done a great job for us all year, so I'm excited for him to have the ball tonight.
So pitching is what you would probably say is your strength in terms of offense, defense. How do you feel about them? Are they right up there?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like our strength is in, and I tell the guys this, our strength is in our numbers, our depth. So I feel like 1-9, we're going to be extremely competitive. I don't think we really have a weak link from a defensive standpoint. And I honestly think this tournament is about us. That's the most important opponent for us is ourselves. And if we do the things we've been doing all year, we're going to be in great shape.
And how much have you leaned on the sophomores, the guys that were here last year for that run to the World Series? How much have you leaned on them with the freshmen?
The sophomores have done a phenomenal job of leading this group, and they've been through it, and a lot of them are really good players, so that helps. So it's a good combination, a nice calming influence for the postseason play.
All right, well, good luck today. It starts today, doesn't it?
It started last weekend, but we're excited. This is just the next step, and we're excited about this process.
All right, very well. Coach Mulder, we'll see you after the game. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Kevin Mulder, head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleas Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleas locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleas Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleas Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleas.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fleas Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fleas locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fleas Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fleas Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fleas.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College.
Midless Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about. With rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleas Equipment pregame show on KRI and KJFS. Speaking of Blake Jones, head coach of the Mac Cardinals, entering this Region 16 tournament as the 4 seed, going up against the top seed in local school, Jefferson College. And coach, I know, speaking to Coach Mulder, he said, regular season, kind of throw that out the window. It's a whole new ball game here in the Region 16 tournament. It's a double elimination. So for you guys, with all that in mind and sort of knowing what's at stake here, Blakeney Kirby is the guy you feel comfortable with for game one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kevin's right on that end, man. The regular season is always kind of different come postseason time. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens. But BJ's been our guy from the beginning of the year, and he's had a really good year for us, and we're expecting another good game out of him tonight.
Riley Boyd is your opposition today, as you've seen him before and sort of scouted him, I'm sure, throughout the year in other games. So what's your take on him and why you guys have a good chance of beating him and Jeffco today?
Yeah, Riley's a good arm. Obviously, firm, has a big breaking ball. I think where things possibly change with him is if he's not throwing his curveball for strikes. We've seen both ends of it with him. But when he is throwing that thing well, it's a really good one.
You got a lot of sophomores. They've got a lot of sophomores. How much throughout the season, or maybe even as you get closer to game time, do you lean on those sophomores to kind of lead this group?
Yeah, definitely a lot. Liam, Caleb, those guys that have been around here, been through it before, they're not going to be overwhelmed by anything. So they're definitely going to be leaned on a little bit to kind of control our younger guys. But, at the end of the day, you got to come out and play.
Give me one or two keys, if you don't mind, as to how Mac wins this game.
Timely hitting is going to be a big one. I think BJ's absolutely going to give us a chance on the mound. We're going to have opportunities offensively. We're going to have to cash in. We've got guys on base. If we can come up with a couple big hits for, you know, timely hitting at times, we're going to be in good shape.
All right, very well, Coach Jones. Best of luck today.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, that is Blake Jones, head coach of the MAC Cardinals, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We will have your starting lineups and first pitch next.
Your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Welcome back out to Joplin, Missouri. Joe Becker Stadium, Matt Greenwood with you for this Region 16 opening round matchup between the top seed Jefferson College Vikings and the Mineral Area College Cardinals, the four seed in this tournament. Already seen one upset today. A State Fair knocked off Crowder 5-4. State Fair the 3 seed, Crowder the 2. It came down to the bases loaded for Crowder, down one run in the bottom of the ninth. State Fair brings in the lefty reliever to get the final 2 outs as he strikes out the number 2 and number 3 hitters, Fraylin Cabrera and Mr. Chaput. And so State Fair on to the winner's bracket. So they'll play 3 o'clock tomorrow against the winner of our matchup here between Jefferson College and MAC. Speaking of Doe Run, let's get to your Doe Run Company weather update. Again, Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. In Joplin this evening, going to get down to about 41 degrees, partly cloudy, and overcast throughout the overnight hours. Dealing with 79% humidity, as if we could feel it. It's so cold. And air quality index at 26, air quality considered good. Feels like 44 right now. Again, current temp 48. A northwest wind at 10 miles an hour just to chill things out a little bit more for our fans here. So fans still filing in for this 1-4, MAC versus Jefferson College. Let's go ahead and get to your starting lineups brought to you by Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live. And we'll begin with MAC, who is the visitor as the 4 seed, set up on the first base side. And leading things off will be center fielder, sophomore Caleb Fearstake. Batting second, catcher Liam Hicks. Batting third, left fielder Riley Perks. Batting fourth, Jake Pryor, the right fielder. Batting fifth, Dylan Thomas playing third. He's a freshman. Tommy Van de Sanden is another freshman. He bats from the right side, and he's playing short, batting sixth. Hitting seventh in Blake Jones's order is Jared Jones, a sophomore, first baseman, no relation. And then batting eighth is German Sepulveda, freshman designated hitter. And Drew Blackley rounds out the Blake Jones lineup. He is a freshman that bats from the right side and plays second base. Now let's look at the Jefferson College Presbyterian Manor starting lineup. Presbyterian Manor, again, the way you want to live. And right at the top, batting from the left side, second baseman Pate Fullerton. Batting second, center fielder and gold glover from last year, Matt Torino. Batting right and playing short, hitting third, Grant Wood. Nick Hagedorn will clean things up for the Vikings, and bats from the left side. He'll be catching today. The third baseman is Dalton Doyle, batting fifth. The designated hitter is Brad Willis, who also bats from the left side. Jarrett Newell is the right fielder, hitting seventh. Anthony Green is playing left field and batting eighth. And rounding out Kevin Mulder's Vikings order, it is Matt Dunham, freshman, first baseman, and a guy that bats from the left side. Your pitching matchup brought to you by Serenity, Bloomsdale Bank, Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. And the pitching matchup is Blakeney Kirby, freshman. That's a redshirt freshman and a right-hander wearing number 37 for the MAC Cardinals. And then Riley Boyd, the sophomore righty, wearing number 23. That is your Bloomsdale Bank pitching matchup. Again, Bloomsdale Bank, connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. So that's what we have for you on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. As MAC is huddled up just beyond the first base dugout, Jefferson College in their outfield getting their final long tosses in. So we're probably just a few minutes away from first pitch, and so why don't we take a little break, let you gather yourselves, your emotions, because this is going to be a good baseball game, and we are really looking forward to you listening to our call this evening. So game was originally scheduled for 4 o'clock. Well, yeah, you know, the rain ruins a lot of things, and it took a little while to get the field going, but it looks gorgeous. It looks to be in good shape. And so we should have a good ball game, a fair ball game here between MAC and Jeffco. So we're going to take a little break here. When we come back, we will have your first pitch. And you are listening to KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, as well as KJF, Estes, Crystal City, and Herculaneum.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Lettington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and overdelivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Lettington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun Everybody's is. Going home.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every aim for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the inks to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleas Equipment pregame show from Joplin, Missouri, Joe Becker Stadium, site of the Region 16 tournament. The Jefferson College Vikings, the top seed, and Mac, the four seed, getting ready to get this one started. As Mac, of course, the visitor as a lower seed, as a guy in the on-deck circle, and he's taking a few practice cuts. It's not fierce stake. It is fierce stake. As he's taking his cuts, he's looking out into the overcast sky towards left field with the lights on as well, and still taking some practice swings. So a little bit of a delay here as teams got out to the field about 6:32, 6:33 to begin warm-ups with the State Fair and Crowder game wrapping up about 5 minutes beforehand. Again, State Fair with the victory, 5-4, a game that went to the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded for Crowder and just one out. And their number two and number three hitters were struck out by a lefty that threw a bunch of changeups and curveballs and one fastball and made a big impact and sealed the victory for State Fair. So good on the Roadrunners there to get the victory and move on to the winner's bracket. And these two teams trying to do the same thing. Jefferson College comes into this one a 29-game winning streak. Mack would so love to end that, as well as advance in the Region 16 tournament to the winner's bracket. So good things are ahead for you and me as we get ready for this baseball game. Again, apologies for the delay here, but it looks like Jefferson College is now making their way out to the field. And Riley Boyd is there as well as he stretches across the top of his head and walks right behind the mound. He's getting ready to throw his warm-up tosses to Brad Willis. Let's go ahead and get to your Presbyterian Manor starting lineups once more. And we'll begin with Mack, of course, the visitor, the first team up. Caleb Fierstake, center fielder. Liam Hicks, catcher. Riley Perks, left fielder. Jake Pryor, who's hitting fourth, right fielder. Third baseman is Dylan Thomas. Shortstop, Tommy Van de Sanden. First baseman, Jared Jones. Batting eighth, German Sepulveda. And batting ninth is second baseman Drew Bleckley. Riley Boyd did pitch earlier this year against Mineral Area College. The one I want to get to is the one that he pitched last year in round one of this Region 16 tournament. Boyd went three innings and gave up one run while striking out three. And then he came back this year and had a start against Mineral Area College again and fared okay, not great, but okay. And we'll see what he does here today, the sophomore getting the nod for game one. All right, he looks like he's just about done with his warm-up tosses, the righty, Riley Boyd. So as he gets that last one in there, we'll go ahead and let you know about some of the people that are allowing us to broadcast this game today. Of course, the UPS store in Festus, the Dough Run Company, Mario's Italia of Farmington, and Applebee's of Farmington, as well as Twin City Toyota and Herculaneum. Here we go. Riley Boyd the righty, Caleb Fierstake the swinging lefty. First pitch of the ball game is off the plate for ball one. That is your New Era Bank first pitch. We'll tell you a little bit about New Era Bank after this at-bat with Fierstake. Next pitch. And the 1-0 catches the outer third for a called strike. Into the wind, Boyd once more. Now drops in his first curve of the game on the inside part of the plate for strike two. And now Doyle will back up at third base. Other infielders with their heels on the outfield grass. Swing and a miss on a changeup outside. Fierstake down on strikes, and that's how we begin the ballgame. Again, all first pitches of every ball game brought to you by New Era Bank. It is easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC. Here comes catcher Liam Hicks for the Cardinals with nobody on and one out. Swings first pitch and fouls it into the screen behind home plate. Jefferson College entering this contest, 47 wins and 8 losses. Mac, 31-15. 0-1 delivery popped up into the overcast sky, sending Torino back in center field. He'll camp underneath it. He's under it, and he's got it. Two up, two down. Riley Boyd off to a good start here. And that's going to bring up Riley Perks, left fielder, sporting the number 16, also a left-handed hitter. So Coach Jones going with three lefties at the top of the order as Boyd takes a deep breath, settles things letter high, goes into the wind, and the righty delivers a changeup low and outside. This is it for Riley Boyd after this season. He will no longer be a member of the Jefferson College Vikings as he misses low and in with a curve to the left-handed batter. Perks is also a sophomore for Mac. Boyd with the 2-0, and that one misses in. So three balls, no strikes. Riley Perks ahead in the count. Nobody on in front of him. Two down, top of the first. Boyd into the wind and the delivery. And that get-me-over strike is good. And the count goes to 3-1. And now the 3-1 offering is lifted up and over the press box. And Boyd has done a good job to get back into the count. It's now 3-2. Jake Pryor, Arcadia Valley product, is on deck. Riley Perks from Waterdown, Ontario, Canada. Waving the bat around just slightly in the box. The 3-2 from the righty Boyd. A changeup outside that's pulled foul down the first base line. And it saves 3-2 as Perks practices staying inside the baseball. Right out of that batter's box and taps his toes on the corner of it. Digs back in, taps the bat head on the home plate twice. He's ready. Boyd nodding the head at the catcher Willis. Lifts up the front leg and the 3-2 is lifted up towards the left side. And out of play. Well, we arrived in Joplin, Missouri at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. And the skies have been overcast ever since. A lot of rain earlier this week as well, causing both games today to be pushed back. The 3-2 is in the dirt, and that's ball four. So a two-out walk for Riley Perks gives Mac their first base runner of the ballgame here in the top of the first. And here comes Jake Pryor. Jake Pryor, two swings from the left side. So four left-hand swingers right at the top of this order for Mac. Pryor leans out over the inside part of the plate, standing in the back of the batter's box. The righty Boyd, first base side of the rubber, pitching from the stretch. Leg kick, pitch. And an inside called strike, a delayed called strike, as a matter of fact. So the count goes to 0-1. This is it for Jake Pryor as well. He moves on from Mac when the season is over. Lead off of first for Perks. Not a big one. Boyd checks him and now delivers home and misses low, and it's 1-1. Little shift on the infield for Jefferson College as the shortstop Grant Wood is playing behind second base and slightly onto the second base side. Pate Fullerton has shifted over towards the first baseline as the runner is being held on by Matt Dunham at first. And a curveball comes inside for ball two. 2-1 the count. Doyle playing about 20 feet off the third baseline. Scratching the back of his head as Boyd comes set from the stretch once more, about letter high, and the 2-1. And a fastball right on that outside corner to the lefty Pryor, and it's 2-2. Slight shift in the outfield as well as Jarrett Newell, right fielder, playing prior to pull. Torino is to the right of second base out in center field. Check over the left shoulder for Boyd with the runner at first. Perks, small lead, 2-2 count, and the pitch just misses off the plate. Late action there by Perks as he steals second base. Willis with the pump fake, and it cost him. So a two-strike stolen bag for Riley Perks. Puts himself in scoring position as Mac looks to jump on the board first here in this opening frame. The lights are on here at Joe Becker Stadium. The scoreboard bright and beautiful out in right center field. And now Boyd doesn't like the signs that Willis has given him, so he says, let's go over them again. Willis does. Boyd likes. Boyd comes set. Check at second. Now turns to home and a swing and a miss on a changeup. as Pryor was out in front of that one. Inning is over, and Riley Boyd survives the runner at second with two outs. So Mack leaves a man stranded, and we go to the bottom of the first, 0-0 ball game as Jefferson College gets their first look today at Blakeney Kirby. We'll see what he can do, the redshirt freshman Riley, when we come back in 1 minute on KJF and KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for summer ball ages 3 years through 6th grade and volleyball grades 1st through 8th. Registration closes May 20th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF and KREI, bottom of the first inning, opening round of the Region 16 tournament. Jeff Go coming up to bat as they'll be facing Blakeney Kirby. Redshirt freshman Ridey out of Greenville High School for the Matt Cardinals, and he delivers a first pitch strike to Torino. Pate Fullerton, my bad. Pate Fullerton is leadoff guy. Matt Torino is on deck. Righty on lefty matchup here, the 0-1. Up and away. So the New Era Bank first pitch was a strike. Second pitch a ball and the count to 1-1. No shift on the MAC defense as the ball comes in, skips off the turf and hits the home plate umpire in the right ankle. Guy didn't budge though, so I guess it didn't hurt too much. And ahead in the count is Pate Fullerton, the second baseman for Jefferson College. Fullerton, the freshman, coming in with a .325 batting average through 55 games. 2-1 is on its way, and he pokes one over towards short. Playable by Van de Sanden. The throw to first is in time, and it's one up, one down for the Vikings here in the bottom half of the first inning. Good old-fashioned 6-3 put out. And now coming up from Toronto, center fielder Matt Torino. Torino, team leader in batting average at a .360 clip. Righty on lefty matchup once more. Into the line, Kirby. Leg kick and the pitch. Fastball right down the middle for a called strike. Third baseman Dylan Thomas playing a short corner there, just about even with the bag and just a few feet off the line. Torino very capable with his speed of bunting. 0-1. He's out in front of a curveball and fouls it off his instep. And the count runs to 0-2. Torino's going to walk it off. It's an all-turf infield, natural grass outfield. And I will say this, the folks here at Joe Becker Stadium have done a marvelous job with the outfield. Yesterday, practice at about 3 o'clock for Jefferson College, mushy all the way around. It looks great. Here comes the 0-2 to Torino. And he check swings and fouls it off on the screen. And the count stays 0-2. Torino's 30 stolen bases this year. For the future Tennessee Volunteer, a D1 school, an SEC school. Staring into his black leather mitt is Kirby. Picks up the front leg out of that line, and Torino is going to poke a liner down the left field line and foul. And the count remains 0-2. 27 strikeouts for Matt Torino in 247 plate appearances. He's also walked 40 times, and as I mentioned, stolen 30 bases, the 0-2. And a curveball forces him to stretch his legs out of the way, And that's the first ball thrown to Torino. And it's 1-2. Defense now playing back on the infield. Normal depth in the outfield as well. We'll touch on the MAC defense here in a second. The 1-2 to Torino. And that's a curve, a very slow curve, that was really good. But the umpire thought it was just off the plate. The MAC fans beg to differ. It's 2-2. Still shading over towards the third baseline is Dylan Thomas. Kirby into the wind slowly, the 2-2 pitch, and a check swing. And, yes, Torino went around on an inside curveball, and it's two up, two down for Kirby. That's going to bring up shortstop Grant Wood. So defensively for Mack at third base, Dylan Thomas at short, Tommy Van de Sanden. Drew Bleckley is the second baseman, Jared Jones at first, Liam Hicks catching. First pitch to the right-handed swing in Wood is low for ball one. It's Riley Perks in left field for the Cardinals, Caleb Fierstake in center, and Jake Pryor in right. Wood stands in the back of the batter's box, feet about a foot and a half apart, the 1-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner, 1-1. Mac has won 12 of the last 14 games, started that run after getting swept by Jefferson College in early April. 1-1 is on its way, and that's a curveball that misses low and outside, 2-1 to Grant Wood. Wood following Kevin Mulder over from Murray State, as they were both there last year. Mulder the head coach, Wood the starting shortstop. 2-1 pitch, bounces 2 feet in front of home plate, and it's 3-1. Kirby pitched against Jefferson College earlier this year in that four-game set and struggled with command, walked 7 guys, collected 4 strikeouts, but gave up 4 runs in just a few innings. But he's been on fire ever since. So Coach Jones going with his redshirt freshman righty from Greenville. And a changeup misses low and into Grant Wood, and he'll take his base. And that's going to bring up Nick Hagedorn, RBI leader for the Vikings. So both Boyd and Kirby doing the same thing in the first inning, getting the first 2 guys out, but then walking the 3rd batter. We'll see if the result is the same for Kirby that it was for Boyd. Boyd was able to strike out Jake Pryor to end the inning. He's got the cleanup guy, Hagedorn, hoping to do the same to him, and he misses outside with a curve. It's 1-0. Nick Hagedorn making great strides in his power numbers. Went from 2 home runs total last year to 9 so far this season, the 1-0. That's low and in, 2 balls and no strikes, and Kirby's starting to not find the strike zone. It's going to take his time a little bit now as he kicks some black rubber pellets out in front of the rubber, kicks them aside, and now digs his right foot back on top of it. Glances over at first, not a big lead for Grant Wood, the 2-0. Lifted up left side and well out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike to Nick Hagedorn. Hagedorn with a .340 batting average, going to be a member of the Raging Cajuns, Louisiana Lafayette, next year. He said he's more excited about baseball than he is the food. I think he's lying. Here's a foul off the screen, the top of the screen, as it will bounce back into the field of play on the third base side. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to count. 2 outs, Grant Wood at first. Takes his lead. 0-0 ball game, bottom half of the first inning. American flag out in center field, going towards the right with the wind blowing that way. Here's a ground ball towards first, knocking it down. It is the first baseman, and he steps on the bag as the ball was right there. Jared Jones making a good, strong defensive play at first to end the inning. So both teams get 4 batters to the plate. Both teams strand a runner, and we'll head to the top of the second. Matt Cardinals, Jeffco Vikings, scoreless as the Cards come up to bat when we return in 1 minute on KREI and KJF.
You love to shop at Patsy's. Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KREI and KJFF, Region 16 opening round. Mac and Jeffco, Joplin, Missouri, Joe Becker Stadium. Lights are on, skies are overcast, a little bit of blue seeping through, and the batter coming up for Mac is Dylan Thomas. As he faces Riley Boyd, the righty, lifts up the first pitch, right side and out of play, and lands next to a lady with a black and white jacket. I think she's holding it for someone because she's wearing a jacket of her own, unless she's layering up on the jackets. Anyway, no balls and one strike to Dylan Thomas. Tommy Van de Sanden is on deck. Jared Jones in the hole. They are the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. And the 0-1 catches the outside corner to the right-handed swinging Thomas, and it's 0-2. Riley Boyd with two strikeouts in the first inning. Got a fly out. Also walked a guy. 0-2 pitch, curve, comes across home plate just a little bit above the letters, and the count runs to 1-2. Van de Sanden from the Netherlands. You couldn't tell from the DE in his name, and he'll line one down the left field line, fair. Possibility for two. He takes a hard turnaround first, trying to hang on to that helmet. The throw from the left fielder is cut off, and that's a leadoff double for the Mac Cardinals. Courtesy of Dylan Thomas. First hit of the evening between either side. And now it's Tommy Van de Sanden. Van de Sanden, shortstop, freshman. Trying to get comfortable in the batter's box. Looks at his bat head, taps it on home plate, and he's ready to go. Boyd standing first base side of the rubber. Comes set. Letter high, hand separated from the chest, and delivers the first pitch fastball inside for ball one. Van de Sanden wearing Michael Jordan's number, number 23. Boyd coming set. Fullerton keeping the runner at second base close. And Boyd misses wide with a curve. Van de Sanden, .335 batting average. One of the better averages on the team for the Cardinals. Coach Jones sticking him in the sixth hole. 2-0 count to the righty. Boyd looking at second. And now misses outside with appeared to be a breaking ball. And it's a 3-0 count. Matt Cardinals, Jeffco, Vikings, all the players standing on the railing of their respective dugouts. Jeffco third base side, Mac the other way. 3-0 pitch. Fastball knee high, that's good for a strike. Van de Sanden second on the team in runs driven in with 40. Filling up that category with a lot of singles. As only 9 doubles of his 54 hits. 3-1 on the way from Boyd. Outside pitch. Belt high, lifted up right side and over the press box. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Tommy Van de Sanden. No triples for Van de Sanden, but 3 home runs. So 12 extra base hits total this season for the Cardinals. His right foot standing on the chalk line in the back of the batter's box. Runner at second. 3-2 pitch from Boyd. Lifted up towards right. Playable for Newell. He comes forward. Now drifting towards the line. He'll make the catch. Runner fakes the tag as Dillon will be forced to stay there. The throw coming in and cut off between second and third. And there's one down for Mack with a runner at second base. Enter Jared Jones. Jones, the number seven hitter in the Cardinal order. That's from the right side. Member of the West County Bulldogs prior to coming to Mack. Sends one into deep center field. Torino going back. It is up, and he makes the catch. Stretched out as far as he could. Torino made the catch as he leapt up into the air. Ball was over his right shoulder. He just snagged it with the left-hand glove. And Jared Jones gave that one a ride. But Matt Torino able to make the play. Two down for Mack. Here's the number eight hitter, German Sepulveda. Sporting the number 40. His right foot is also on the back chalk of the batter's box. Boyd looking at second, turns home, drops in a curve on the inside that had Sepulveda flinching. It's 0-1. Third baseman is Dalton Doyle for the Vikings. Shortstop Grant Wood. Pate Fullerton, the second baseman, is playing right next to the base. Well off the line at first base is Matt Dunham. Fullerton, the second baseman, now backs off. Boyd comes set, the 0-1 pitch. And a check swing. Sepulveda went around on the outside curve. And the right-handed swing and designated hitter is down in an 0-2 hole as Boyd looks to strand a runner at second base for the second consecutive inning in this scoreless baseball game. Boyd, with his light brown mitt firmly planted on his left thigh, now brings a ball into it. Comes set at the chest. Looking twice at second, now turns. The 0-2 fastball up high, taken. It's 1-2 to Sepulveda. On deck is number 9 hitter for the Cardinals, Drew Bleckley. Coach Jones in the pregame talked about timely hitting. If Matt gets timely hitting, and that means guys on base, driving them in, they have a chance of winning the ballgame. So here we are. They have that situation, and the 1-2 curve is out in front of home plate. And Sepulveda, for the second pitch in a row, takes. And the count runs to 2-2. Region 16, first round. State Fair has already punched their ticket to the winner's bracket. Either Mack or Jeffco by night's end. We'll meet them there tomorrow. The 2-2. Fastball just missed off the plate. And Sepulveda has come back from an 0-2 hole to run the count full at 3-2. First base is open. Runner at second, Dillon Thomas, will not be on the move. He'll be running on contact, though. Boyd coming set. First base side of the rubber. Peers at second base. Now turns and fires in a curve. And it's right down the middle. Called strike three. Sepulveda again gets fooled by the big Riley Boyd curve. He picks up his third punch out of this ball game. And we head to the bottom of the second inning. Coming up for Jefferson College, Dalton Doyle, Brad Willis, and Jarrett Newell. That is 5, 6, and 7 in the Vikings order when we come back in the bottom of the second inning here on KREI and KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Well, the first two innings, Mack had a runner at second base. and left him standing alone there as Riley Boyd getting strikeouts in each of the first two innings to end the frame. As we are now into the bottom of the second inning, Matt Greenwood with you in Joplin, Missouri, Joe Becker Stadium, opening round of the Region 16 tournament. It's Dalton Doyle, righty third baseman, facing Kirby. And the first pitch is off speed and low for ball one. Doyle going to be a member of Eastern Illinois, the Panthers, when it's all said and done here at Jeffco. Swings at the second pitch and pops it up right side and out of play. Count now 1-1. By the way, let's get to the numbers for Blakeney Kirby. 57 innings tossed, an ERA of 3.00, 73 punchouts in those 57 innings. Bounces a curve in front of home plate. It's now 2-1. This is start number 10 of the season for Kirby. He's got 6 wins, 3 losses, 1 save, as a matter of fact, and he's got 4 complete games. The 2-1 to Doyle. Just miss low. Cardinals fans complain. It's 3-1. 33 walks to 73 punchouts for Blakeney Kirby. Goes into the wind, the 3-1. That's also low, and Doyle takes ball 4. It's a leadoff walk for the sophomore third baseman as he'll make way for Brad Willis. Brad Willis played behind Jacob Kaluzniak last year for Jeffco. Kaluzniak moved on to Quincy University. Actually, Willis played behind him and Nick Hagedorn. Hagedorn the DH today, or actually Hagedorn catching. Willis the DH. There's a swing and a miss over the top of an outside changeup from the lefty DH. It's 0-1. It's a little tricky when you've known Brad Willis to be the catcher and now he's the DH. Willis waving the bat around in the left-handed batter's box. The 0-1 from Kirby, and Willis will pop it up on the infield left side. As it drifts towards the middle, the shortstop, Van de Sanden, calls everybody off and makes the catch for out number one as Willis is retired. Dalton Doyle forced to stay at first base. Here's Jarrett Newell, the right fielder for the Vikings. Coach Mulder crowning Newell as the most improved player for the Vikings. That's pretty good pop out of that highlighter yellow bat. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike. Third baseman Thomas playing for the pull. Newell taking his time. And he digs back in, drags the bat head across home plate from the outside to the inside. Stretching his feet out pretty wide. 0-1 comes. And Kirby misses. It's 1-1. Doyle with 7 stolen bases for the Vikings this season. He's only been caught once. A selective base runner, if you will, Dalton Doyle. Small lead off of first, the 1-1 to Newell. He's out in front of a curve, sends a slow chopper, I should say, up the third baseline and foul. Count now 1-2. Empty bleachers out beyond the left center field wall. It's a pretty chilly night, and Joplin going to hit a low of 41. Maybe the reason why we've got few fans here. 1-2 on its way to Newell, and he swings and misses. And Kirby gets another punch out. His second one of the ballgame. It's also strikeout number 75 of the year. Now coming up for the Vikings is the left fielder, Anthony Green. Green, too, has a wide stance, but not as dramatic as Newell's. First pitch, curve, and just sneaks underneath the letters on the outside part of the plate. It's 0-1. Anthony Green bats right and throws right. Good relief pitcher for Coach Mulder out of the bullpen. Doyle still at first base. He led things off with a walk. There's 2 away, bottom of the second, 0-0. Check swing on the next offering. And yes, Green went around. A 0-2 count to Anthony Green. Taps the right side of his red helmet. Pulls the bat back. Is coming set. Letter high. Kirby. Kirby delivers a curve. And a swing and a miss. Green goes down on strikes. Kirby picks up his third punch out. And we are now through two innings. It's Jeffco and Mac tied at nothing as we head to the top of the third here on KJEF and KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2,700 PSI gas pressure washer and two ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Matt Green, we're back with you on KREI and KJFF. Glad to have you with us this fine Thursday evening in Joplin, Missouri. Hope the weather's treating you well back home. As we have a scoreless ball game in the top of the third inning, Mac and Jeffco, Region 16 first round. It's going to be Drew Bleckley, Caleb Fierstake, and Liam Hicks to face Riley Boyd, the sophomore righty, who's pitching out of the windup. And the first pitch, bunted, third baseline, Doyle, Fields, fires on the move. Stretch there by Dunham, late call by the umpire, but it is in time. So Bleckley, first pitch, bunt, trying to get on sneakily. Unable to do so, Doyle was prepared, and it's one up, one down. We go back to the top of the order for Caleb Fierstake. Fierstake struck out swinging his first time up as he was out in front of a curveball. Boyd starts him off with a fastball, missing wide, and it's 1-0. Doyle anticipating, bunt at third, toes on the infield grass, the 1-0 from Boyd, swing and a miss. Changeup curveball working so far for Boyd. His fastball's been effective enough. Squares up the batter, Fierstake, pitching from the wind on the first base side of the rubber. And Nick Hagedorn gives him a sign that he doesn't like, and so Boyd steps off. Now ready for the 1-1 pitch. And a curve, that curve too much. Missed off the back left elbow of Fierstake on the inside part of the plate. It's now 2-1. Seeing a little bit more blue sky here. That's nice. And the 2-1 is a called strike at the knees. Boyd looking to retire Fierstake for the second time today. Boyd waving the glove about as he comes home with a fastball that just missed low and outside. He put his entire body into that one as he spun away from the umpire after completing that pitch. It's 3-2 to Fierstake. Liam Hicks on deck. Hagedorn, catcher, sets up outside. Boyd looks to deliver. He does, and it's just off the plate. Ball four. So Fierstake is aboard with one out for the Cardinals here in the top of the third. Looking to strike first as here comes Liam Hicks. Liam Hicks is a talent. .440 batting average this season. Well out in front for the team lead. Closest guy to him, .339. That's Fierstake, the guy that just walked in front of him. Another lefty batter for Boyd to face. He comes set out of the stretch. And misses in with a curve, and he missed so far that he hit Liam Hicks. Hagedorn took a tumble behind home plate, trying to slide to his right. Got his knee caught in the turf and sort of fell over. But a hit batter for Boyd. That'll push Fierstake up to second and puts Liam Hicks at first. Here comes Riley Perks Burks, left fielder, bats left-handed. Walked his first time up, stole second base, but got stranded there as the Cardinals in a good spot here to take the lead. Boyd pitching out of the stretch. Three glances at second base, now turns home and catches the inside corner with a fastball. It's 0-1. Riley Perks, a .273 batting average entering today's contest. 28 runs driven in, 6 bombs. Mack would love to have one here for sure. Boyd coming set, first base side, 0-1. And another fastball, same spot, same result. It's now 0-2. Riley Perks in a position here to give the Cardinals the lead. Boyd leaning in. No wind. American flag resting nice and easy on the center field pole. And again, Boyd and Hagedorn not on the same page. Boyd finally gets what he wants. Comes set at the letters and the 0-2. And lining one left side and well foul is Riley Perks, and we'll do the 0-2 thing all over again. Caleb Fierstake with a one-out walk at second base. Liam Hicks hit by a first-pitch curve from Riley Boyd. He's at first. Both guys with decent speed. Here comes the pitch from Boyd, and he misses in with a breaking ball. It's 1-2. So combined on the bases, we've got 30 stolen bags, 21 for Fierstake and 9 for the catcher Hicks. First baseman Dunham is playing behind the runner Hicks. Middle infield playing back. Same at third for Doyle. The 1-2, swing and a miss on an inside curve. Down goes Perks. Two outs. Enter Jake Pryor. Fourth strikeout of the game for Riley Boyd. Let's take a look at Riley Boyd's numbers this year. 54 innings pitch coming into this game. A 3.83 ERA. 70 strikeouts to 20 walks. He's picked up four additional here as he faces Pryor, one of his strikeout victims, in a first pitch cut and miss by Pryor. No balls, one strike to Jake Pryor from Arcadia Valley High School. Right there in Ironton, Missouri. Boyd looking at second base. Grant Wood, the shortstop, playing behind the runner. Pitch in the dirt. Skips over Hagedorn to the backstop, and both runners move up. Over to third is Fierstake. At second base is Hicks. Mack has two guys in scoring position with Jake Pryor. And Pryor has 32 runs driven in this season. That's good for third on the team. Hitting cleanup for the Cards. The black and red looking to jump on the board first here on the top of the third. And going through the signs again, Boyd and Hagedorn. Wonder if Coach Mulder is going to have a conversation with them, or more importantly, they might have a conversation with each other regarding what kind of pitches to start throwing here. There's a curve that Pryor's out in front of, and he pulls down the first baseline, a slow chopper. And the count runs to 1-2. Not sure where Jake Pryor is going after this year. Coach Jones doesn't know. Jake Pryor doesn't know. Just a good guy, Jake Pryor. Nothing but high remarks about him. He's also a basketball player for the Tigers and a good point guard for sure. Filled up the stat sheet. Runners at second and third for Pryor. The 1-2 from Boyd. Fastball just off the plate, belt high. And the count runs to 2-2. Cardinals players getting a little antsy in the first base dugout. Three guys on the right side of the infield. Doyle all alone on the third base side, or on the left side, I should say. Slight shift towards right for center fielder Torino. The 2-2 from Boyd, and he misses low and in with what appeared to be a hard curve. Three balls and two strikes. Shouts from the coaches and the players in the MAC dugout. Opportunity here to take a lead on the top seed in this Region 16 tournament. Pryor seems relaxed in the box. Boyd, a little tense. The 3-2. Here it is. And it bounces. That's ball four. Ball gets away, and coming on to score is Fearsteak. And the Cardinals take a 1-0 lead on a walk and a wild pitch. Over to third, Hicks. With the walk prior to first, it's runners out the corners, two outs. And Dylan Thomas, who doubled down the left field line, coming up. So a wild pitch got Fearsteak and Hicks to third and second base, respectively, and a wild pitch scores Fearsteak. Righty-on-righty matchup here. Boyd picks up the front leg, drops in a fastball for a called strike. State Fair with a 5-4 win over Crowder about an hour ago. State Fair onto the winner's bracket in this Region 16 tournament. They're awaiting the winner of this one. The 0-1 pitch, curve. This time Hagedorn is able to block it, keeping the runners at bay. And it's 1-1. Jefferson College will have Matt Dunham, Pate Fullerton, and Matt Torino in the bottom of the third. It's a 1-0 lead for the Cards. The 1-1 from Boyd. Swing and a miss, but a big cut. Boyd, was he trying to hit for the fences there? Dylan Thomas, though, in a 1-2 hole. Wiping some sweat off of his forehead with his left forearm. Back in their black tops, black helmets with white letters and numbers, and a little bit of red as well. The 1-2 from Boyd. Runner from first takes off, fouled into the screen, and Pryor will have to come back. As a matter of fact, the only red that I'm seeing on these Cardinals uniforms is if some of the guys are wearing long sleeves underneath their jerseys. Other than that, it's all black and white. That's your quick check of the Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. Peace of mind when it matters most. The 1-2 from Boyd. Swing and a miss. And down goes Dylan Thomas. Inning is over, but a walk and a wild pitch all in one motion puts Mack up ahead 1-0 as Fearsteak scores from third on the wild pitch. So we head to the bottom of the third inning. Again, it's Dunham, Fullerton, and Torino do up for the Vikings when we return in 1 minute on Carry I and KJF.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM800 KREI and AM1400 KJFF in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. And the Cardinals lead Jefferson College 1-0 as we enter the bottom of the third inning. It's going to be Matt Dunham, Pate Fullerton, and Matt Torino to face the righty Blakeney Kirby. Kirby has three strikeouts through two innings. He's walked two guys, but he has stranded them at first base. Righty on lefty matchup. Kirby and Dunham, the first pitch. And it's a changeup that was gripped too hard as it bounces in front of home plate. It's 1-0. Thomas over at third, biting his fingernails as he's even with the bag. Black glove on his left hand. First baseman Jones playing no doubles. the 1-0 to Dunham. And that's at his feet for ball two. Lights are on here at Joe Becker Stadium as we approach the 8 o'clock hour. Still overcast. It's been that way since, well, all week just about. And there's a changeup that misses a little outside. And the left-handed swing and first baseman Dunham ahead in the count, 3-0. Again, Dylan Thomas biting his nails at third. The 3-0 pitch from Kirby. And that one is low around the ankles. That's four straight balls. And the third walk of the evening for Kirby. It's a leadoff walk at that as we flip the script. Here comes Pate Fullerton. Fullerton grounded out to short his first time up. Fullerton hails from Searcy, Arkansas. Bats from the left side, plays second base for the Vikings. Has done all year. Fastball from Kirby as he starts him off with an inside strike. Searcy, Arkansas used to be called White Sulphur Springs. Back in 1837, it went through a name change. They decided on Searcy. 0-1 pitch. Curve misses in, and it's 1-1 to Fullerton. 1-0 your score, bottom of the third inning. Mack, the four seed in this Region 16 tournament. They've got the lead. Pitching from the stretch, first base side is Kirby. Front leg up, ball to the plate, and it's low and outside, 2-1. Dylan Thomas has gotten closer to home plate with each pitch. Now his left toe is on the infield grass, right where that little cutout is. Between the grass and third base. Two balls, one strike to Fullerton. Hands at the ready for the second baseman. The 2-1 pitch. And a fastball catches the corner and right about the kneecap. Call the strike. It's now 2-2. After every pitch, somebody is shouting something. Hard to make out what everyone's saying. 2-2 on the way to Fullerton. It bounces. Good block there by the catcher, Hicks. He can hit, and he can play a good defense behind home plate. 3-2 the count. Dunham at first base. He worked a four-pitch walk to start off this bottom of the third. Wind kicking up a bit, blown from left to right. At about a 10-mile-an-hour pace. And now time is called at home. By Pate Fullerton. Fullerton, with Matt Torino behind him, would love to get on. Coming set at the shoulders is Kirby. The pitch is there. The runner's on the move. He'll be in at second as the ground ball goes to second base. The throw by Bleckley to Jones at first. The only play he could make is there in time, and Fullerton is retired. Jeffco able to stay out of the double play with Matt Dunham in motion. Second time, though, that Fullerton has grounded out. So with one down, enter Matt Torino, center fielder, left-hand swinger from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, member of the Toronto Mets. His brother Luke Torino played there as well. Luke Torino then moved on to the University of Cincinnati. Torino will be moving on to the University of Tennessee as he lets a curve miss up and away. The left-handed swing and center fielder ahead in the count, 1-0. First man in scoring position for Jefferson College. It's Dunham at second base here in the bottom of the third with one out. Torino ready. The 0-1 curve, and Kirby misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Matt Torino will be going to Tennessee along with Jason Rackers, who is likely to start tomorrow. Whether it's the loser's bracket game or the winner's bracket game. 2-0 count to Torino. The pitch from Kirby. It's upstairs, and he chases a high fastball, Torino does. And he came up empty. It's now 2-1. 49 runs driven in for Torino this season. He had 70 all of last year. So RBIs down. Homers down as well, as he had 7 last year, only 4 this season. Stolen base numbers, though, went up. So did the batting average. Here's the 2-1 fastball. And it's right over the plate for a called strike. Torino didn't like the call, but it's 2-2. Grant Wood waiting patiently on deck, blowing into his gloves, as it is bitterly cold here this evening. About 44 degrees right now. Slight breeze from left to right. Runner at second, Dunham. The 2-2 from Kirby, and Torino pulls it down the first baseline, foul. And it stays 2-2. Jefferson College, a 29-game winning streak, longest in program history. Hoping to keep that alive. Mack holding a 1-0 lead over them right now. The 2-2 on its way from the righty, Kirby. And Torino swings and misses at a curveball and is down on strikes for the second time tonight. Two outs for Blakely Kirby. Blakeney Kirby will now face Grant Wood. Dunham still at second base. Wood walked his first time up, sporting the number one for the Vikings. Ready for the pitch from Kirby. And a changeup misses low and in for ball one. Grant Wood, as I mentioned earlier, following Kevin Mulder over from Murray State to Jefferson College. At Murray State, Grant Wood was the Ohio Valley Conference Freshman of the Year and a Freshman All-American. 1-0 to Grant Wood. Outside corner, and that's a called strike for Kirby. Dunham led off this inning with a four-pitch walk, but a ground out to second and a strikeout by Fullerton and Torino. Leaves the Vikings with one more opportunity to try to tie it up or take the lead. The 1-1 to Wood. Curveball upstairs. He fouls it off the screen right side. It rattles the poles. And it's 1-2. Spitting into his left-handed glove is Grant Wood. Puts both hands around the handle of the bat. Gets back in. Dunham. Lead off at second base. Kirby looking for that punch out. The 1-2. And a curveball. Outside corner. Called strike three. And Wood is down on strikes. And the inning is over as Kirby punches out his fifth Viking. We head to the top of the fourth. It is 1-0 Cardinals here in the opening round of the Region 16 tournament on KREI and KJF.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love, in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF and AM 800 at KREI. It is the first round of the Region 16 baseball tournament in Joplin, Missouri. Joe Becker Stadium is where it's all happening this weekend as we have the Mack Cardinals and the Jeffco Vikings in a 1-0 ball game. The Cardinals have that 1-0 lead as Blakeney Kirby able to work around a leadoff walk, getting a ground out and two strikeouts to end the threat. And sending us to the top of the fourth, where Tommy Van de Sanden is the batter and stares at an outside curve from Riley Boyd for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Van de Sanden flew out to Newell out in right field his first time up. Nick Hagedorn and Riley Boyd have been struggling with their signs. It's about the fifth time Boyd has had to step off the rubber and go back over them. as he just misses low and wide with a curve. Count runs to 1-1. The two lower seeds looking to do some damage here in the first round of State Fair. The 3 beat Crowder, the 2, 5-4 about an hour and a half ago. Lifting one up right side now to play is Van de Sanden, and the count to 1-2. Blankets and jackets and hot chocolate for the fans here at Joe Becker Stadium. The 1-2 from the righty, Boyd, and it's way up high, and that's ball two. So the loser of this game will play at noon tomorrow against Crowder. The winner will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow against State Fair. 2-2 coming from Boyd to Van de Sanden. Pops it up right side. Newell gives it a look, but it's way out of play. By the way, we have high school district baseball starting for you on Monday. Got coverage of the Class 3 District 3 semifinals as well as the Class 4 District 2 semis. There's a bouncer from the righty Boyd on a breaking ball outside, and the count goes to 3-2 to Tommy Van de Sanden, the right-handed swinging shortstop. Looking to lead things off for the Cardinals here in the top of the fourth by getting on base. Boyd in danger of losing him for his fourth walk of the game, and he will miss it. And it's a wild pitch at that. So ball four, third wild pitch of the evening for Riley Boyd. And two first bases, Van de Sanden. Here comes Jared Jones. Sent a screamer to center field. Torino was playing a little bit shallow. He had to race back and reach up at the last second. Full stretch right over his right shoulder, able to make the catch and rob Jones of what would have been at least a double. Boyd checking his runner at first base. It is Van de Sanden. And he'll step off the rubber. Van de Sanden, 13 stolen bags this season. Good for second on the team. Righty on righty matchup here. Jones standing tall in the box. The pitch. Swing and a miss right over the top of a curve. Count runs to 0-1. Jared Jones calling Leadwood, Missouri home. Member of the West County Bulldogs. 0-1 pitch. And a sharp line drive through the hole left side. And two aboard for the Cardinals as the bottom of the order starting to do some damage on Riley Boyd. Two on, nobody out. Here comes German Sepulveda. Second hard hit ball of the night for Jared Jones. This time he actually gets aboard. No chance for robbery by the third baseman, Doyle. So Van de Sanden moves up to second base. He's in scoring position. Mack leading 1-0. Sepulveda struck out looking on a curve that froze him back in the second inning. And another curve. And again, Sepulveda frozen there by that pitch. It's 0-1. Boyd probably feeling pretty confident against Sepulveda, seeing that he did strike him out last time up. And he kind of needs a little bit of confidence right now as time is called at the plate, considering he's got two men on and nobody out here on the top of the fourth. A lot of arms in the bullpen for Coach Mulder, as it looks like he's got a couple of guys getting ready to warm up. Boyd coming set, hand separated from the letters. The pitch just misses outside. 1-1 the count. Sepulveda spits on the batting gloves again. He is a freshman from the Bronx, New York. The only real question here is, does he talk like people from the Bronx? The 1-1 pitch, and he goes for a bunt, and appeal down to first, and they say no bunt. Sepulveda able to pull it back just in time. I don't hear any shouting from the Viking dugout, so no real contesting of the call, or the no call, I should say. And now Nick Hagedorn will trot out to the mound and have a word with Riley Boyd. So those two men talking things over. Meeting lasted about 5 seconds. Hagedorn trotting back, to his position behind home plate. In the meantime, let's thank Comtree of Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, and Patches Furniture, St. Joe Drive and Park Hills. Without them, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. Neither would our high school broadcast, so we certainly appreciate them. Here comes the 2-1 from Boyd. Still staring at second base. Sepulveda wanted to call for time with Boyd's back turned to home plate. Umpire didn't grant it, and then Boyd missed inside. So it's 3-1. First and second for the Cardinals. Nobody out. Sepulveda, the number 8 hitter, with a 3-1 favorable count. Boyd comes set, comes home. Swing and a miss. Nearly taking himself out of his shoes with that cut there was Sepulveda. And the count goes full. Sepulveda stands at 6'2", 225. Big guy. 3-2 from Boyd to Sepulveda. And he waves at a pitch late. And a slow roller up the third baseline foul. Only got about 7 or 8 feet. Runners were on the move. And they'll both retreat. Van de Sanden at second base. He's got good speed, so he could potentially score on a ball into the outfield. Jared Jones at first. He had a single. Come and set Boyd. Hand separated from the letters. Out of the stretch. The 3-2. It's hit towards first. Dunham fields it. Throws to second, and it's high. Ball gets away from Wood. He'll crawl over to the baseball. Is around third. Coming home to score is Tommy Van de Sanden, and Mac takes a 2-0 lead. A throwing error by Matt Dunham, the first baseman, high and wide of second base. And because of that, the Cards have a 2-run advantage here in the top of the fourth. So that'll go down as a fielder's choice grounder to third. And then an E3. And now Kevin Mulder, head coach, walking out, crossing the third baseline, staring down the left field line at the dugout to see if his guy that's been warming up is ready. There's a lefty out there, so it could mean Devin Turbrack. It could mean Christian Stelling. Still throwing in that bullpen, whoever that lefty is. Coach Mulder talking to the entire infield and his pitcher, Boyd. All right, so using the trusty old binoculars to look into the bullpen. It is number 29, Devin Turbrack. Coach Mulder, I think, trying to buy as much time as possible, but taking a little too long as the home plate umpire out to break up the meeting, and looks like Boyd's going to stay in. Probably just trying to check his mental status, maybe go over a few mechanical things, as Boyd has been a little wild with his curveball. So runners at first and second for the Cardinals. The batter is Drew Bleckley. Still nobody out. 2-0 lead for the black and red. Jared Jones is the runner at second. Righty on righty matchup here. Boyd grounded out to third. His first time up, actually tried to bunt it. And Doyle made a good play. Boyd picking up the front leg and twisting and turning towards second, but not throwing it. Bleckley with his feet about a foot and a half apart. Squats a little bit. Waiting for that first pitch from Boyd. Here it is. And he pulls the bunt back. Throw down to second by Hagedorn. They apply the tag on the hand of Jones, and he's just back in there. Just snuck his left hand in there underneath the tag of Grant Wood. The pitch missed wide, so it's 1-0 to Bleckley. Potential for a huge inning here for the Cardinals. Nobody out, 2-on, 2-0 lead, trying to bust it open early. Boyd coming set from the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. And a bunt effort, it's past the bat, called a strike, throw again down to second, and Jones scampering back, able to slide back in safely. All turf infield, by the way, here at Joe Becker Stadium. But it's au naturel in the outfield. Lights are nice and bright out there. 1-1 is the count. Wind blowing left to right. Blakely is the number 9 hitter, by the way. Pitch, bunt effort, and he fouls it. So 1-2 to Blakely. Does Coach Jones keep the bunt on or not? That is the question. Fierstake, who is on deck and the number 1 hitter in the Cardinal order, chasing down that loose ball. 1-2 to Blakely. Only one hit so far this inning. Blakely thought about squaring around. Now pulls a bat back. Hits a line drive to Doyle at third. Doyle makes the catch, tried to transfer into the glove, looking to double off a runner, but he dropped the ball. But the umpire says, yes, he made the catch. So a smacked liner by Blakely, but right to Doyle, who was just in on the grass in a good spot to make that catch. And there's one down. And we go back to the top of the order for Caleb Fierstake. I think Blakely may have hit it harder than Jared Jones has his two at-bats. And that's saying something because Jones has really smacked him. Here's Fierstake with a strikeout, a walk, and a run scored. First pitch swing and a high fly down the left field line and foul. Sepulveda State is still at first base for the Cardinals. He reached on a fielder's choice grounder to first with an E3. With Dunham trying to get the force play at second base, the first baseman made a bad throw. And now a changeup on the outside corner, about belt high. Called strike two. Caleb Fierstake shakes his head no. Certainly got a rise out of the Cardinals faithful. And it's 0-2. Boyd needs a strikeout here. It would be a sixth. The delivery. Pop up over the press box situated behind home plate. Still no balls and two strikes. Again, a noon game tomorrow for the loser of this game and a 3 o'clock start for the winner. Boyd looking at second base, no one keeping Jones close. Out of the stretch, first base side, the 0-2. And Fierstake puts this one into right center field. The outfielders will give chase. That one is up, and that one is gone. 3-run jack. Caleb Fierstake busts it wide open. And the Cardinals lead 5-0 here in the top of the fourth. You can't hit it any harder, and you can't hit it any farther. And the Cardinals are up out of the dugout and celebrating that one. Fierstake, a 3-run blast. Right over that low brick wall out in right center field. 11th home run of the season for Fierstake. RBI is number 29, 30, and 31, and that's going to be it for Riley Boyd. Coach Mulder out for the second time this inning. And so we have ourselves a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. 5-0 Cardinals leading Jefferson College, top of the fourth. Nobody on, one down. The batter's Liam Hicks. We'll give Devin Turbrack 2 minutes to warm up and then come back here on KREI and KJEF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information, or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ludington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KREI and KJEF. A three-run home run by Caleb Fierstake extends the MAC lead to 5-0. We are still here in the top of the fourth. Four runs altogether for the Cards in this opening round of the Region 16 tournament. New pitcher in this Midwest Sports Center pitching change is Devin Turbrack from Perryville. First pitch to Liam Hicks was a called strike. Second one, same result. I'll tell you a little bit about Midwest Sports Center here in a second. Turbrack pitching from the third base side of the rubber and out of the wind. And a curve on the outside is fouled off the screen left side. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. Turbrack into the wind, the 0-2. And it's fouled off the screen once more by Hicks. Still 0-2. The inning started off with Tommy Van de Sanden working a walk. Then Jared Jones had a single. It was first and second, nobody out. Then a throwing error by Matt Dunham at first led to a run being scored. Then Caleb Fierstake stepped in and blasted one towards right center. Swing and a miss. Hicks laid on that inside sinking fastball by Turbrack, and he is down on strikes for the first time tonight. Two down for Mac here in the top of the fourth. Here comes Riley Perks. A walk, a stolen base, and a strikeout so far tonight. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup. And first pitch is fouled off the mitt of Hagedorn. And it's 0-1. Fierstake with his 11th home run of the season. Biggest home run so far this year. 0-1 pitch on the way. Curve comes across home plate a little bit too high, and it's 1-1. Here is Devin Turbrack's pitching line, 11th appearance. He has two wins, two saves, 21 2/3 innings pitch, 24 punch-outs. Here's a slow roller towards second. Fullerton squares it up, fields it off the hop, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But Caleb Fierstake swinging from the left side, playing center field for the Cardinals and driving one to right center field. It cleared the low brick wall out in right center here at Joe Becker Stadium, and the fourth seed in this Region 16 tournament has a big wide advantage here in the middle innings. It's 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on KJEF and KREI.
Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge, as well as KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, and DeSoto. It's a 5-0 lead for the fourth seed, Matt Cardinals, up on the Jeffco Vikings, the top seed in this Region 16 tournament, after a 3-run blast by Caleb Fierstake. And now Blakeney Kirby pitching with a cushion. Misses inside to the left-handed swinging Nick Hagedorn. It's 1-0. And now time is called, as stepping off the rubber was Kirby. Now he's back on it, ready to go, the 1-0. And the 1-0 is low, and it's now 2-0. Dalton Doyle and Brad Willis on deck and in the hole for the Vikings, who are going to be playing catch-up here tonight. Their 29-game winning streak, although they don't really care about it right now. They just care about winning. But that's on the line. And Kirby, the righty, with a big lead, misses with that pitch. And it's 3-0 to Hagedorn, who grounded out to first base his first time up. And the next one is also low and wide, and that's ball four, the fourth walk for Blakeney Kirby, and the third walk to lead off an inning. Seven walks last time for Kirby against against Jeffco. Gave up four runs in just a few innings in that start. And he's walked four so far tonight, but Jeffco has not been able to bring guys in as Doyle stares at a curve. That's right over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Dalton Doyle from Olathe, Kansas. Met his parents about a month or so ago covering a Jeffco baseball game at Jeffco. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher, Hicks. It's no balls and two strikes to Doyle. 5-0 lead for Mack here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner Hagedorn being held on by the first baseman Jones. Third baseman Thomas playing no doubles. The 0-2, Doyle chops it up the third baseline. A little backspin right into the mid of Hicks, who fires to first in time. So one out, and into second base is Hagedorn. Here comes Brad Willis, designated hitter for the Vikings. Willis popped up to short. It was a ball that stayed on the infield grass. About three guys gathered around the baseball of Van de Sand and called off his third baseman and his pitcher to make the play. There's a fastball in the outside corner, good enough for a strike. Willis swings from the left side, readjusts the batting gloves. Even if the Vikings get one here in the bottom of the fourth, at least it's something. On deck is Jarrett Newell, a Caleb Fierstake 3-run home run, giving Mack a 5-0 lead. The 0-1 pitch bounces, good block by Hicks. He'll chase it up the first baseline, and no advancement there from Hagedorn at second. One ball and one strike to Brad Willis, wearing number 13 for the Vikings from Kansas City, Kansas. Waving the bat around as the 1-1 comes. And Kirby finds the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Sitting here in the low 40s. On May 9th in Joplin, Missouri. One of these days, we'll get 2 days in a row of warm weather. And when that day comes, a lot of people will be celebrating as time is called late, and it was called by the home plate umpire. Kirby was already throwing the ball or getting ready to throw the ball, and so he just decided to, throw it softly. The unsuspecting home plate umpire. just to make sure that nothing bad happened. And so we're back and ready. Lead off of second base for Hagedorn with a leadoff walk. One down here for the Vikings. Bottom of the fourth, they trail 5-0. Fastball up and away. Now 2-2. Blakeney Kirby from Greenville High School also played basketball. Was on a basketball team that went 22-2 his junior year. They wound up losing to... they wound up losing to Valley Catholic. In the district tournament. Two balls and two strikes. And the righty Kirby misses wide. And now 3-2. Beg your pardon, that loss to Valley Catholic was in the state quarterfinals in baseball, not basketball. Apologies for the mess up there. Three balls and two strikes to Brad Willis. Kirby from the first base side of the rubber picks up the leg and misses with a curve that bounced. And that's ball four for Brad Willis. Two aboard for the Vikings, one down. And the number seven hitter, Jarrett Newell, coming up. So much like the Mac Cardinals, Jeffco looking to have the bottom of the order do some damage. Jarrett Newell struck out swinging his first and only time up back in the second inning. Newell from Jackson, Missouri. He'll step out of the box and dig back in. Newell was a member of the Jackson Class 5 District 1 championship team as a sophomore and junior. Lost to Eureka in the state quarterfinals his sophomore year. There's a curve dropped in on the inside part of the plate to the righty, and it's 0-1. Five nothing Mineral Area College. One swing from Jarrett Newell and got ourselves a brand new ball game. Newell capable of putting one over the fence. He's got five home runs and a short porch at 320 down the left field line. 0-1 on the way. He drives this one to the opposite field, giving Pryor the chase. He dives and it's past him and it rolls up the hill. A run scores for the Vikings. Around third, digging for home, Willis. The throw is cut off at first. And the Vikings are back in it. A stand-up two-run double for Jarrett Newell. 5-2 your new score. So Jarrett Newell showing off his opposite field pop. Picks up RBIs number 37 and 38. And now there's a bunch of Mac infielders gathering around Kirby as pitching coach Ryan Vrajink comes out and has a chat. And they were kind of tossing the ball around, which made me think that maybe it was getting pulled, but no. It's just a meeting. While they are talking things over, let's thank some of our sponsors for allowing us to be out here at Joplin, Missouri, giving Matt Greenwood a little vacation time and a little bit of baseball. I'm loving both. Let's see. Hearing Care Partners, Farmington, St. Genevieve, and Herculaneum. Mario's Italia of Farmington. Bryant Restoration in Farmington, Poplar Bluff, as well as Potosi Lumber of Potosi, Serenity Hospice Care, and Gilster Mary Lee. Anthony Green, the number eight hitter in the Vikings order, coming up to face Blakeney Kirby. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Newell's at second base, still just one out, bottom of the fourth. Green struck out swinging his first time up. Come and set Kirby. Lifts up the front leg. Fastball. Comes across home plate above the letters. And it is 0-1. Anthony Green got to play a few games last year as a freshman for Jefferson College, but got hurt. And he has been very important to their success this season, pitching and playing left and playing first base as well. And a curve misses low and outside from Kirby. Drawing ire from the Cardinal dugout. Two balls and no strikes. Matt Dunham on deck. 5-2 the score. Jeffco, the top seed in this Region 16 tournament, finishing up Region 16 play with a 28-4 record. Come and set Kirby, the 2-0. Swing and a miss. An aggressive take by Green on a 2-0 fastball, but he just cut underneath it. And it's 2-1 now to Green. Green from St. Louis, 6'4", 225, looks every bit of it. I do not like standing next to him. I feel small. Here's a changeup that misses up from Kirby as he pounds his mitt. He's behind in the count, 3-1. The tying run is on deck. Runner at second is Newell. He doubled in two. Highlighter yellow barrel for Anthony Green. Waving the bat around. Feet stretched apart. The 3-1 from Kirby. And he finds the outside corner. Call it strike. It's now 3-2. Loser plays tomorrow at noon. Winner plays tomorrow at 3. There's a slight breeze from left to right. Center fielder, Fierstake, playing more towards left. Corner infielders are playing back. Second baseman Bleckley playing near the runner. And a curve misses low and wide to Anthony Green. That's ball four. The third walk of the inning for Kirby. The 6-1 overall. And here comes the left-handed swing and first baseman Matt Dunham, the tying run. At second remains Newell. And now Matt gets that bullpen active. Couple of guys trotting out to get ready. Liam Hicks, a catcher, back into a squat, gives out the signs. Dunham with a walk his last time up. First pitch from the righty, Kirby. It's around the ankles. Hicks tried to frame it. Umpire didn't like it. It's 1-0. Jefferson College won all four games against Mac earlier this year. Couple of close ones, though. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Dunham swinging for the fences there. Came up empty. It's 1-1. Matt Dunham wearing number 44. Second highest number on the team. Owen Pyatt from St. Louis wears number 47. He's got the highest one. Dunham is a freshman at 6'2", 210 from St. Charles. The 1-1 to him. And he foul tips it off the mid of Hicks. It's now 1-2. 5-2 your score here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jeffco trying to climb back into this one. Matt Dunham represents the tying run at the plate. Shortstop Van de Sanden playing close to the runner Newell. Newell putting a gap between him and second base. Anthony Green the same at first. The 1-2 to Dunham, and he lifts this one up towards the left. Initially back perks, now he comes forward, still coming forward, and makes a catch for out number two. Runners stay at first and second. We go back to the top of the order for Pate Fullerton. On a warm summer day, maybe that ball travels. But on a chilly night in Joplin, that ball just dies out there. Especially if you just get underneath it, which apparently Dunham did. So here's Pate Fullerton. Fullerton 0-2, a pair of ground outs, one to short, one to second. Second baseman Blackley jumping up and down, trying to stay warm. First pitch from Kirby. Fastball above the belt, missing wide. It's 1-0 to the left-handed swing in Fullerton. Fullerton at 5'10", 175, has a short, compact swing. 23 runs driven in for the young second baseman. 1-0 is on its way. Big cut, big miss on a changeup low and outside. It's 1-1. Blakeney Kirby came into this fourth inning with a 5-run cushion. Six batters later, and it's first and second. Two on the board for the Vikes. The 1-1. Fastball up and away as Hicks had to rise for that one. It's 2-1. On deck is Matt Torino. He represents the go-ahead run. These two teams initially thought they were going to be playing at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Game got pushed into the evening due to the wet conditions in the outfield. But here we are, nevertheless. Good baseball on a Thursday night in Joplin. Curveball misses low and in. Kirby wanted the called strike. He didn't get it. It's 3-1. Fans getting antsy. Blanket starting to come off. Kirby standing just about in the middle of the rubber, pitching from the stretch. Comes set, hand separated from the letters, checks the batter and delivers a 3-1 on the outside corner. A little heat for a strike. It's 3-2. The runners will be on the move with the pitch. Ball in the gap scores 2. Ball on the ground scores 1. Fullerton waving the bat around. Cutting it across the plate as he waits for the 3-2 from Kirby. The redshirt freshman picks up the front leg and delivers a fastball in the outside corner. Swung on and missed. And Fullerton down on strikes to end the inning. We'll head to the top of the fifth. A 2-spot for the Vikings, but they strand 2 with a tying run at the plate, striking out to end the frame. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 5-2. Cardinals over Jeffco in the opening round of the Region 16 tournament on KREI and KJF.
The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Ledington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and over-delivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Green will back with you on KREI and KHF all the way from Joplin, Missouri, about 4.5 hours away from good old Hillsboro, where Jefferson College is from. Mac from Park Hill, so it's a little bit further away, but not much. 5-2 your score, top of the fifth. The pitcher is Devin Turbrack. The batter is Jake Pryor. First pitch curve for a called strike. Second pitch on its way, a curve hit back to Turbrack. Comes out in front of the mound, fields it. Turns the hips and goes to first in time for out number 1. So a 1-3 put out there for the lefty from Perryville. Dylan Thomas now the batter, third baseman, hitting from the right side. Double down the left field line in the second inning, but got left there. Struck out swinging to end the third. So already his third at bat here in the top of the fifth. Change up, misses outside. Next pitch, is a curve on the outside corner, and the umpire liked it. So now 1-1 as Turbrack working quickly in this cold night. 1-1 on the way, swing and a miss. Thomas out in front of a curve. Quickly 1-2. Turbrack, as I mentioned, a freshman from Perryville, was a member of the large schools conference champion Perryville Pirates. 1-2 is poked out towards shallow center field. Torino's going to come forward, but he's not going to get there. And Dylan Thomas able to reach out across home plate, send a shallow pop towards center, and he's aboard with one out as Tommy Van de Sanden comes up. Two hits on the night for Dylan Thomas. He's the only Viking to have such a thing. Van de Sanden flew out to right field his first time up. Walked his second time around, the pitch. And the right-hander takes it outside. It's 1-0. In his senior year, Devin Turbrack at Perryville tossed 20 in the third innings, had 38 strikeouts, a 1.38 ERA, and two wins. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a foul off of the catcher, Hagedorn. Home plate umpire giving him a little time. We'll walk out halfway between home and the mound and go ahead and underhand toss a new baseball to Turbrack. 1-1 the count to Van de Sanden from the Netherlands. That'd be a cool place to go, just to say you've been. 1-1 is a fastball up and away, and it's 2-1. Don't know what landmarks or, you know, big features are out there in the Netherlands, but I'm sure there's something. Everyone's got history. 2-1 from Turbrack, the lefty, delivers a curveball, painted right on the outside edge, and called a strike. It's 2-2. Caleb Fierstead with a three-run home run for Mack in the top of the fourth. Jarrett Newell, a two-run double in the bottom of the fourth. Got ourselves a 5-2 ball game. 2-2 pitch, curve, and again fouled off of Hagedorn and may have glanced off the home plate umpire as well. So Van de Sanden hurting everybody behind home plate. Hagedorn removing the mask. Two strikes on the right-handed swing in Van de Sanden. He's got a runner at first. Leg kick pitch from Turbrack. It's low. And it's now 3-2 with Jared Jones on deck. Cardinals, as the fourth seed in this Region 16 tournament, looking for the upset. The 3-2 on its way. And golfing one off the screen is Van de Sanden. And he stays alive. Van de Sanden walked last inning and wound up scoring a run on a throwing error by the first baseman, Dunham. Lead off of first right now for Thomas. Turbrack checks him twice there and now comes home with a pitch and another low ball that is lined past the screen right side and off some of these green seats here at Joe Becker. Still three balls and two strikes. By the way, for those of you that like Gateway Grizzlies baseball, tomorrow we are streaming their baseball game. It'll be the first of many streamed games at MIMOinfo.com. Just go there and click on the Listen Now button by the Gateway Grizzlies logo, and bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself a baseball game. 3-2 misses and gets away. That's ball four. And so up to first base is Van de Sanden, over to second, Thomas. Still just one out is Turbrack, putting himself in a bind here. Jared Jones, the batter. First base. First baseman hitting from the right side. He has smoked two balls. One of them resulted in a hit. The other one in an outstanding defensive play by Gold Glove winning center fielder Matt Torino. We'll see if Jones can put the ball in play here as well. First pitch. Outside corner. A changeup called a strike. Jared Jones is a big dude. Curveball comes in around the knees. Jones didn't like the strike call, but it was. It's 0-2. Jones wearing the number 25 for the Cardinals. Big swinger. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fastball outside corner. He fouls it off the screen. Jones also playing for the North County Legion team for a couple of summers. Second time, though, around, he was battling a little bit of an injury, so he didn't really play much. Just kind of came out and watched. 0-2 on the way to Jones, and he's frozen on a curveball right at the knees from the lefty Turbrack. And there are two outs for the Cardinals here on the top of the fifth. As German Sepulveda coming up. So Jones striking out for the first time tonight. Terbrack picking up punch out number two. We'll see what he does against Sepulveda, who has struck out looking and has also reached on a fielder's choice E3. And a pitch on the outside corner, a called strike to the right-hander. Terbrack has only given up one home run this year. Sepulveda has three of them. 0-1 curve. Dropped in on the inside corner, and that's another called strike. Cardinals coach is a little frustrated with the strike zone right now. It's 0-2 to Sepulveda. Likes to crowd home plate. Back right foot on the chalk in the back of the box, and a curveball on the outside corner. That twists Sepulveda around as he argues with the home plate umpire for a brief moment and will now make his way back to the dugout before he says too much. And so we head to the bottom of the fifth. Score remains the same. Mac 5, Jeffco 2. Opening round of the Region 16 tournament right here on KREI and KJF.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Green will back with you on KREI and KJFF. Top seed Jefferson College trailing Mac, the fourth seed in this Region 16 tournament, by a score of 5-2. Jeffco coming up, down by three. And it's going to be Matt Torino, Grant Wood, and Nick Hagedorn, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in Coach Mulder's order. The righty Blakeney Kirby is back on the mound, and he starts off Torino with an outside curve, good for a strike. Torino bats left-handed. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts, both of the swing-and-miss variety. Third baseman Thomas playing just about even with the bag as Torino golfs one over towards second on the third short hop. It's played by the second baseman Blakely, and the throw to first is in time. Torino now 0-3 on the night. He's the first one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Enter Grant Wood. So the Vikings were able to respond with a two-run double by Jarrett Newell in the same inning that they gave up four runs. But they had the tying run at the plate in the form of Pate Fullerton, and he struck out swinging on a 3-2 outside fastball. Now Kirby steps off the rubber, gets back on it, has his feet squared up to the batter Grant Wood, who is 0-1 with a walk and a punch out. And the first pitch is a fastball belt high outside corner for a called strike. Loser of this game plays at noon tomorrow against Crowder. The winner will take on State Fair at 3 o'clock. 0-1 pitch. Grant Wood swing and a miss over the top of it. It's now 0-2. Nick Hagedorn is on deck. We'll see if Coach Mulder sends Devin Terbrack back out for another inning. I don't see anybody warming up in the Jeffco bullpen, so it's likely so. Here comes the 0-2 from Kirby. Grant Wood sends it right back to him on a slow roller. And the easy throw to first in time, and Wood is out number two. So two up, two down for the Vikings. Almost called them the Cardinals there. Nick Hagedorn is the batter. Grounded out to first base, his first time up for a 3-unassisted play. It was actually a play at first to end the inning. And then Hagedorn walked and scored a run on the double by Jarrett Newell. Righty on lefty matchup here. Out of the wind, Kirby. Pitch, grounder, second base, to a knee. Blackley has it, throws to first in time. And our first 1-2-3 inning for either side. And it comes from the righty, Blakeney Kirby. So after five, it is 5-2. Mack leading Jefferson College. You're listening to the opening round of the Region 16 tournament on KREI and KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Welcome back to Joplin, Missouri. Matt Greenwood with you on KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and St. Genevieve, as well as KJFF out in Hillsboro, Festus, and Herculaneum. It's a 5-2 score in the opening round of the Region 16 tournament. The Matt Cardinals, the fourth seed, has the three-run lead. And they're going to send up Drew Blackley, who made the final out of the bottom of the fifth, as well as Caleb Fearstake and Liam Hicks. That is 9-1-2 in Blake Jones's order. Blackley 0-2 on the night. The lefty Terbrack in his third inning of relief starts him off with a changeup low for ball one. Doyle, third baseman, even with the bag, about 5 feet off the line, playing no doubles. First baseman Dunham playing well off the bag. As Terbrack misses low with a curve, it's now 2-0. Go ahead and recap how we got to this point, and we'll do so here in just a second. As fouling off the 2-0 curve was Blackley. It's now 2-1. So Matt got a run in the top of the third on a walk and a wild pitch, scoring a runner from third. Then they had a run score from second base on a throwing error by the first baseman Dunham in the top of the fourth inning. And then to make matters worse for Jeffco, Caleb Fearstake deposited a three-run home run over the right center field wall as Blackley fouls this one to the screen, now 2-2. That made it 5-0. Mack threw 3.5. And then in the bottom of the fourth, in the same inning that the Cardinals got four runs, Jarrett Newell put the Vikes on the board with a two-run double to right. Here's a ground ball to third. Doyle to play it. The third baseman bobbles it initially, now makes up for it with a strong throw to first in time, as he's able to beat Blackley by a step and a half. Cold fingertips. Doyle initially had to sort of knock it down a little bit, able to gather it and make a strong throw to first. Second time Blackley is grounded out that way. And a first pitch curve to Caleb Fearstake. Misses. It's 1-0. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. The 1-0 pitch. Fearstake, ground ball towards second. Fullerton plays behind it, now fields it, throws to first in time. And Fearstake is out number two. By the way, Fearstake's home run coming off of Riley Boyd. Immediately, Coach Mulder pulled Boyd from the game, brought in Terbrack. Terbrack got a strikeout and a ground out, and has since only allowed two base runners. That ground out there is the fourth batter that Terbrack has retired in a row. Here's Liam Hicks. Hicks 0-2. First pitch, curve, misses off his back left foot. And it's 1-0. Hicks, one of four left-handed hitters at the top of the order for Coach Jones. 1-0 pitch. Hicks takes a big cut, comes up empty. Count to 1-1. Hicks flew out to center field in the first, got hit by a pitch in the third, struck out swinging in the third inning. In the fourth. Swings and misses on a curve, and it's 1-2. Terbrack looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Open and match Kirby's. Terbrack into the line from the third base side of the rubber, and he just misses off the edge. Hagedorn thought he had strike three on him. Held the ball there for just a split second longer in case the umpire wanted to change his mind. And he did not. Here comes the 2-2 now, and Hicks cuts on and misses another curve from Terbrack for a 3-up, 3-down inning for the lefty from Perryville. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's Mineral Area College 5. Jeffco 2 on KJEF and KREI.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken feet, a roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carge Boulevard in Farmington.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJEF and KREI in Joplin, Missouri. Joe Becker Stadium, site of the Region 16 tournament. The four teams involved are Jefferson College, Crowder, State Fair, and Mineral Area College, and they are seated in that order. State Fair beat Crowder 5-4 in the first game of two today. This is game two of two. It's 5-2 Cardinals, bottom of the sixth. Jefferson College is going to send up Dalton Doyle, as well as Brad Willis and Jarrett Newell. And they're going to face Blakeney Kirby, who started this game for the Cards. And he's done a mighty fine job working around some walks, although Jeffco finally made him pay for it in the fourth inning. He walked two guys, and both those guys scored on a Jarrett Newell double to right field. Doyle takes a first pitch changeup, low and outside. And the count goes to 1-0. Righty on righty matchup here, left side of the infield playing deep. Doyle waits, the 1-0 from Kirby. And Doyle pops it up, playable right side. First baseman Jones drifting backwards, reaches back, tumbles. Did he hang on? Yes, he did. Jared Jones making it look tough at first and making it look easy all at the same time. As he reached back, caught it, tumbled, hung on, and Doyle is retired for out number one. That was kind of funny looking, but hey, it was effective. He got the out. Now here's Brad Willis, number six hitter, the DH. 0-for-1 with a pop out to short and a walk and a run scored. First pitch, and the left-handed DH takes a strike at the knees. Kirby had a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. Goes into the line, first base side of the rubber, and delivers. Low and in. Now 1-1. Complete darkness here at Joe Becker. Can't tell if there are still some clouds in the sky. It's supposed to be partly cloudy tomorrow and up to the mid-60s. No rain in the forecast, so we're hoping to be on time with all three games. 1-0. Line down the left field line. That'll get down for a knock. Willis around first, hustling in towards second. Left fielder Perks plays it, throws it back into the infield, sliding head first, safely into second is Willis. And that's a one-out double for the Vikings. Here comes Jarrett Newell. Vikings Guys in the dugout are all pumped up on that hit from Brad Willis. All right, Jarrett Newell driving in two, back in the bottom of the fourth, has another man in scoring position. Let's see if he can do some more damage here. Very wide open stance for Newell. His front left foot is angled way out towards left. And an inside pitch catches Newell on the jersey. I don't think it nicked him beyond that, but it did scrape the jersey. And that's a hit batter, the first one for Kirby. And the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Anthony Green. Willis at second, Newell at first. Green struck out swinging his first time up and then walked back in the bottom of the fourth. Kirby lifts up the front leg and misses inside with a changeup. It's now 1-0. Corner infielders playing no doubles for the Cards. A couple of guys blowing into their hands. It's down into the low 40s here in Joplin. Time is called. Blakeney Kirby stepping off the rubber. And now comes set once more. The 1-0 to Green. Big cut, big miss. Home plate umpire says a foul tip. Still a strike. It's 1-1. Anthony Green can certainly drive the ball. Two home runs this season, eight doubles. 1-1 pitch from the righty Kirby, and Green golfs at it on a ball in the dirt and comes up empty. It's now 1-2. Here at Joe Becker, it is very, very spacious out in right center field. Right field in general, as there's a brick wall about 3 feet high that starts to arc back out towards the trees. 1-2 to Green. Curveball low and outside. Hicks tried to backhand it but couldn't do so. And alert play by Willis at second base, able to scoot his way into third without a throw. So now a ball into the outfield definitely scores at least one for the Vikings. The count up to 2-2. That'll go down as a pass ball. And now Hicks out in front of home plate, giving out the signs, telling his infielders where to go. If it's hit sharply, plays it second. If it's hit slowly, plays it first. Runners at the corners for the Vikings and one out. Green waiting patiently. Long pause for Kirby. And now Kirby finally steps off. Bottom of the sixth inning. 5-2 the score. The Cardinals have the lead. Green representing the tying run at the plate. Waving his hips around and the bat as well. Kirby comes set. The 2-2. Fastball, belt high, outside corner, ring him up. Big punch out there for Blakeney Kirby, his seventh of the ballgame. Two outs for the Vikings, and here comes Matt Dunham. Matt Dunham with a walk and a fly out towards left. Willis is at third for the Vikings. At first, it's Newell. A one-out double for Willis, a hit-by-pitch for Newell. A pass ball from Hicks, allowing Willis to go over to third. Still the tying run at the plate. Dunham, and his front right foot as he swings left-handed, is actually angled towards left field just a smidge. And missing low and in with the off-speed pitch is Kirby, and it's 1-0. Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard reads 5-2 Mack. A run in the third, four in the top of the fourth. For Jeffco, two runs in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0, Kirby comes home, swing and a miss on an outside pitch that was low. And that evens us up at one apiece. Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy committed to improving the health of their patients and positively impacting the communities that they serve. Wind blowing from left to right at a good pace. Not too strong, though, just nice and light. Here comes the 1-1 to Dunham. And a changeup on that outside corner just above the thigh. Count to 1-2. Blakeney Kirby walking around behind the mound. Now swiping some rubber pellets off the rubber with his cleats. Digs back in. Flat bill cap. And now time is called. Dunham will take a practice cut. And now we're all ready to go again. Runner being held on at first. Blakeney Kirby with the 1-2. And Dunham checks his swing, and yes, he went around. And the catcher Hicks hangs on, and the inning is over. So with runners at the corners and one out, back-to-back punch-outs for Blakeney Kirby. That might have been the last pitch he threw, and if so, eight strikeouts and two earned runs is a good start for Blakeney Kirby. We'll head to the top of the seventh. 5-2, Mac leading Jeffco here on KREI and KJEF.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration is now open for summer ball ages 3 years through 6th grade and volleyball grades 1st through 8th. Registration closes May 20th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
It's going to be Riley Perks, Jake Fryer, and Dylan Thomas to face Devin Turbrack, southpaw from Perryville. That misses low and outside for ball one. 5-2 the score. Top of the seventh, Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. High leg kick and delivery. Fastball outside corner. That's a good pitch. Now 1-1. Perks with a walk, a stolen base, a strikeout, and a ground out. The 1-1. Another bouncer, another take. It's 2-1. Loser of this game drops to the loser's bracket tomorrow and will play at noon in this Region 16 tournament as Turbrack drops in a fastball right down the middle. Now 2-2. The winner here between Jeffco and Mac will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow against State Fair. Another upset in the first round for State Fair. They've done it in back-to-back Region 16 tournaments. Here's a slow chopper over the left shoulder of Hagedorn to the screen. Hagedorn, your catcher. Doyle, the third baseman. Grant Wood, the shortstop. Pate Fullerton, the second baseman. And Matt Dunham over at first. In the outfield for the Vikings, from left to right, Anthony Green, Matt Torino, and Jarrett Newell. And Riley Perks just swung at a ball on his hands and fouled it to the left side off the screen. Pitching coach Ryan Virgink all the way from the first base dugout to pick up that loose ball. 2-2 now on the way to Perks. And he pokes one out towards left into the night sky. Coming forward, Anthony Green has a measure on it and has it in his glove for out number one. So Perks retired for the third time in a row. Enter Jake Pryor. Pryor with a strikeout swinging, a walk, and a ground out to the pitcher, a cleanup hitter for the Mac Cardinals. Another lefty-on-lefty matchup here. And Turbrack delivers. Ball bounced over his head towards second. Grant Wood, the shortstop, playing behind the bag. Short arms the throw, but it's dug out there by Dunham for out number two. So Pryor retired for the third time tonight. Now here comes Dylan Thomas. Thomas with a double in the second inning. A strikeout swinging in the third. And a single in the fourth. In the fifth. First right-handed hitter of the inning for Turbrack to face as he looks to retire his seventh straight batter. Actually, eighth. It would be his eighth. But he starts off Thomas with a ball. And the 1-0, swing and a miss. Fastball blown right past him. It's 1-1. Dylan Thomas removes the batting helmet, adjusts the wavy hair, and sticks it back on. Thomas, freshman, hailing from Cabot, Arkansas. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss again. This time, a little off-speed action from Turbrack. One ball, two strikes. Thomas keeps the batting helmet on as he steps out of the box, this time adjusting the white batting gloves. Now he digs back in as a bird flies over home plate. The 1-2 from Turbrack. Changeup bounces, now 2-2. By the way, however far Mac or Jeffco goes in this tournament and beyond, we'll have coverage for you here on Regional Radio. 2-2 pitch, Turbrack. And Thomas fights it off. Checking the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule, they listen so you can hear. On Monday, high school district baseball. Class 3, District 3 semifinals. Yours truly will be on the call on KJF and KREI. And then on J98, it'll be Class 4, District 2 semis. Slow roller towards third. Backhanded by Doyle. On the move, the throw to first. And it is in time. Dalton Doyle, Division 1, soon to be Division 1 third baseman, makes a heck of a play. Came in, backhanded it, transitioned to the bare hand, good. Throw across the diamond, bounced, stretched there by Matt Dunham. He dug it out, inning over. That's the eighth man in a row retired by Devin Turbrack, and we head to the bottom of the seventh. It is Mac 5, Jeffco 2 in the opening round of the Region 16 tournament here on KJF and KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you're looking for new furniture, come and see us. We have a wide selection of living room, dining room, bedroom sets, and more. Visit us in the store or online at Facebook or at patsysfurniture.com. We have 24-month same as cash and no credit needed financing options available. Military and first responders receive a discount every day. And don't forget, we have discounts on all special orders.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
That 60-second timeout between innings brought to you by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Matt Greenwood with you in Joplin, Missouri. Joe Becker Stadium, site of the Region 16 tournament. 5-2 your score, bottom of the seventh. The Vikings down to their final nine outs as they're going to send to the plate Pate Fullerton, Matt Torino, and Grant Wood. And Blakeney Kirby sent back out there on the mound by Coach Jones. He started this ballgame for the Cardinals. And he starts off Fullerton with a fastball down the middle. Fullerton 0-3 tonight, leadoff hitter for the Vikes. Batting from the left side, catcher Hicks sets up inside, balls away. And it's 1-1. Four complete games this season for Blakeney Kirby. His 6'4", 220-pound frame allows him to pitch longer. That arm is held up all year. The 1-1 to Fullerton. It comes inside low, 2-1. Fullerton always a threat to bunt, so third baseman Thomas, even with the bag, ready to come forward if Fullerton tries to lay one down. Spacious right field. Good place to pull for these left-handed hitters. 2-1 on its way, out of the wind, Kirby, and there's that pitch. It's upstairs and outside, ball three. A run in the third for the Cardinals, a three-run home run by Caleb Fierstake in the top of the fourth. And then a two-run double by Jarrett Newell for the Vikings in the bottom of the fourth. 5-2 is the score. 3-1 pitch to Fullerton. And he lifts one up left side and over the press box towards the parking lot situated behind Joe Becker. Count runs full to Fullerton, who has struck out once tonight. Kirby with 8 strikeouts so far this game through 6 innings. Hoping to line up another one. Stares into that black leather mitt with his feet square to the batter. Now goes into the line from the first base side and delivers low. And so Fullerton tosses the bat aside and makes his way down the first base line. A leadoff walk. Here comes Matt Torino, 0-for-3, still searching for RBI number 50 of the season. Future Tennessee Volunteer won the Gold Glove out center field last year for the Vikings. He has this really amazing diving forward play that he makes in center field. It's top quality for sure. And as he stares at a curveball low and outside from the righty Kirby, it's 1-0. Torino, tough night so far. 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Digging in. Standing in the back of the batter's box. Keeping the hands close to the chest. Waving the bat around. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball around the ankles. Now 2-0. Fullerton is a threat to steal. He's got 19 stolen bases this year. Tied for second on the team with Grant Wood. But when you're down by 3 and nobody out, you're most likely not going to try to take second. Infield prepared just the same, though, as a fastball misses low and outside. Now 3-0. Walks have been an issue for Blakeney Kirby. He's got 7 walks and 1 hit batter. Tying run on deck. Torino will probably be taking all the way, the 3-0. He does, and it's there on the outside corner, and the center fielder, still with a favorable 3-1 count, takes a deep breath outside of the box, comes back in, taps the bat head on home plate, and he's ready to go as well. Third baseman Thomas, even with a bag, about 5 feet off the line. Runner at first being held on, the 3-1 pitch. Fullerton on the move. Torino drives it into the gap, right center field. Fullerton slid into second. Now he pops up and will head towards third. He's getting the send around. And now they throw up the stop sign late. The throw to second base. And the throw home from the second baseman, not in time. And the Vikings cut into the deficit. Now down by 2 on the RBI double by Matt Torino. The hit and run works to perfection. And now Blake Jones, head coach for the Cardinals in his 6th season, quickly going to pull the trigger on Blakeney Kirby's night. It is over. He gave up 3 runs. He walked 7. He struck out 8. And he had a really good performance. Very effective. He leaves this game with a 2-run lead. Jeffco, though, nobody out. Bottom of the 7th. Runner at second base. We'll take a little bit of a break here. When we come back, we'll introduce to you the new pitcher as we have ourselves a Midwest Sports Center pitching change. Again, 5-3 the score. Torino at second base for the Vikings. Nobody out. Grant Wood the batter. We're back in 90 seconds on KJF and KREI.
Hi, it's Hannah at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. This month, you get to save. If you've been needing to get some work done around the property while using a backhoe, now's your time to own the major brand maker LS Tractor. This month, get the 35-horsepower four-wheel drive diesel tractor with front loader, add on the LS submount backhoe, and you save $2,000. That's right, save $2,000. This month, get the 35-horsepower tractor with submount backhoe and 7,000-pound deluxe car hauler flatbed trailer for only $23,899. That's tractor, loader, backhoe, and flatbed trailer for only $23,899. And because you like free stuff, you'll get the 2,700 PSI gas pressure washer and 2 ratchet tie-downs for free with this package deal. See us today at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. See us on Facebook and give us a call at 573-756-4353.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Green, we're back with you on KJF and KREI. Grant Wood is the batter. The new pitcher is number 26, David Webb, a.k.a. Jason Bourne. No, just kidding. 5-3 the score, Vikings trail. Wood checked his swing but did go around. And it's 0-1. Righty-on-righty matchup here as Webb comes set and comes home. This is upstairs with a breaking ball. So a Torino RBI double to right center field. Scoring Fullerton from first base. Knocks Blakeney and Kirby out of this game. He finishes with 6 innings, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts, and the runner at second, his responsibility. Webb, 2 quick glances at second, now turns home. And a fastball just misses low and in. Home plate umpire staring into the Mac dugout on the first baseline. It's 2-1. On deck is Nick Hagedorn. Grant Wood represents the tying plate. Hagedorn, the go-ahead run. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1. And Wood pops it up towards right, towards the light pole, and it'll clear that pole and into the parking lot. And the count goes 2-2. So, again, a Midwest Sports Center pitching change on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center has it all, located on Walker Drive in Farmington. Third baseman Thomas playing the pole. The 2-2. And Wood stares at a breaking ball that bounces. Now 3-2. Minot Area College, the fourth seed in this Region 16 tournament. Jeffco, the top dog. First round on this Thursday. Game got pushed back 3 hours due to some wet fields, or a wet field, I should say. Here comes a 3-2 to Wood, and he whiffs out a ball down in the dirt. Hicks will have to throw down to first to complete the strikeout. It's over into third. It's Torino, but there is one down. So Wood, I mean, essentially he moved the runner over, but he didn't do it by putting the ball in play. He just swung at a bad pitch. But the strikeout and the 2-3 put out to finish the strikeout. Here's Nick Hagedorn with a runner 90 feet away and Jeffco trailing 5-3. David Webb comes set again, picks up the leg, and gets a swing and a miss on an outside fastball. Nick Hagedorn, the team leader in runs driven in for the Vikings, 64. 0-1 on the way to the lefty catcher. Fastball painted on the outside edge. Umpire liked it. It's 0-2. On deck is Dalton Doyle. Torino takes his lead off of third. Out of the stretch, it's Webb. Comes set, shoulder high. 0-2 pitch. Hagedorn chops it left side and foul. Hagedorn in the on-deck circle fields it and throws it over to David Webb. The line for Webb, 18th appearance. He's got 3 wins, 2 losses, 4 saves. He's thrown 35 in the third innings and has 42 strikeouts with an ERA of 2.80. And the righty gets a swing and a miss. And Hagedorn, the cleanup guy, is brushed aside by Webb. 2 down. Torino still at third. So back-to-back punch-outs for David Webb, up to 44 on the season. His ERA dipping a little bit. Now facing Doyle, a favorable righty-on-righty matchup here. Doyle with a walk, a ground out, and a pop-up. And the first pitch to him is a called strike. Vikings trailing 5-3. They were down 5-0 after 3.5 innings. A swing away from being within one run, or possibly tying it. And Doyle lines one through the netting on the right side. Barehand attempt by a fan in the fourth row. Couldn't quite reach out and grab it. No balls and 2 strikes quickly to Dalton Doyle. Certainly covers the inside part of the plate as he crowds it. Hicks, the catcher, sets up outside. The ball is that way, but it's wide. One ball, two strikes. David Webb, a sophomore, wearing number 26 from Chesterfield, Missouri. That's 6 feet, 185. The 1-2. And Doyle swings and misses over the top of the ball. It's in the dirt. Hicks pops out, throws it to first in time to complete the strike him out, throw him out. And David Webb comes in relief of Blakeney Kirby. Keeps his chances of picking up a win here tonight alive as he strikes out all three batters he faces. Wood, Hagedorn, Doyle cutting right through the heart of the order. David Webb comes up huge for the Cardinals. And we head to the top of the eighth. It's 5-3, Mac on top.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-715-3913. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-715-3913. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-715-3913. Again, 800-715-3913.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. The Vikings get a run, but they also left Matt Torino at third base as David Webb came in for the Cardinals in relief. Struck out all three batters he faced to keep the score at 5-3 Mac here in the top of the eighth. Matt Greenwood with you on KJF and KREI. And the batter for the Cardinals is number 23, Tommy Van de Sanden, facing Devin Terbrack. And a looper off the bat of Van de Sanden over into left center field. And over to pick it up, Anthony Green. A leadoff single for Van de Sanden, his first hit of the night. He has been on base, though, three times with two walks previously. Cardinals looking to up their lead again. It was 5-0 after 3.5. Here's Jared Jones, a single and a run scored. He's also lined out to center and struck out looking. First pitch from Devin Terbrack, a curveball in on the hands, and Jones thought he was going to be able to crush it. Instead, he fouls it off into the screen. Jones from West County High School. Big man. Terbrack, third base side of the rubber, pitching from the stretch. Stares at first. Now comes home, and a fastball that just missed low. It's now 1-1. Jones, first base tonight for the Cardinals. Bats from the right side, and, well, he's hit the ball hard twice. One to center field. Good play out there by Torino. The other one was a base hit to left. 0-1 pitch. Fastball around the belt and outside. Home plate umpire calls it strike two. One ball, two strikes, the count. Top of the eighth, 5-3 Mac. They've got a runner at first. It's Van de Sanden. Small lead off of the base for him. He's being held on. The 1-2 from Terbrack and a golf and a miss by Jones. And they're going to say a foul tip. Home plate umpire says foul tip, but second base umpire. I thought the second base umpire said he did go, or he did miss it. But no, he wasn't saying that at all. I misread the hand signals. So Jones is still alive as he winds up officially foul tipping it. So he gets a second chance here with two strikes. Terbrack coming set, shoulder height, and the 1-2 curve swung on and missed, and Hagedorn hangs on. Jones down on strikes for the second time tonight. One away for the Cards in the top of the eighth. Here comes German Sepulveda. Very important for the Cardinals here to not, or excuse me, for the Vikings to not give up any more runs for the Cardinals. Got to add to this lead. Out in front of a curve in the dirt is Sepulveda. It's 0-1. This game was originally scheduled for 4 o'clock this afternoon, but because of the rains all week in Joplin and a soaking left field, or a soaked left field, and a little bit of center and right field as well, they had to delay this game and the game before it. Breaking ball misses low and outside from the southpaw Terbrack, and the count is 1-1. Down into the low 40s here tonight in Joplin. Terbrack, long pause, 1-1, pitch, swing and a miss. Runner goes, throw down to second, not in time. Oh, they're going to call batter interference. So Sepulveda's swing took him into the path of Hagedorn. Home plate umpire calls batter interference. So take away the stolen base. Sepulveda is out, and there are two away. And the batter is Drew Bleckley. So the hit and run was on. They just missed the hitting part of it, and unfortunately for the Cardinals, it cost them a stolen base. And that was only strike two on Sepulveda, so the interference doesn't even give him a chance to swing with a 1-2 count, as Terbrack checks the runner back at first with a throw, and he's back in there safely. All right, Blackley 0-3 tonight. That's from the right side, second baseman. First pitch from the lefty Terbrack, and on the knees, it's 0-1. Jefferson College will have Brad Willis, Jarrett Newell, and Anthony Green, 6, 7, and 8 in the Vikings order, due up in the bottom of the eighth inning. And a quick little pickoff move there by Terbrack. Diving back in head first safely was Tommy Van de Sanden. One of those no step, just throw off your back foot pickoff attempts by Terbrack. Now comes set, third base side of the rubber. Runner takes off again. Bounces a curve. Throw down by Hagedorn. The tag, not in time. Stolen base officially this time. This one counts for Van de Sanden. It's his 14th stolen base of the season. Puts himself in scoring position. There was a swing and a miss, though. A ball that was called. So it's 1-1 to Bleckley. Mack leading by two in the top of the eighth. Terbrack coming set. Leg kick pitch. And a tailing fastball low and away, 2-1. Winner of this game will move on to face the 3-seed State Fair tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the winner's bracket. Loser plays at noon against Crowder. 2-1 from Terbrack. Pop up. On the infield, off the bat of Bleckley, coming forward. Fullerton calls everybody off and leans back right behind the mound and makes the catch for out number three. And so Mack strands a runner at second base, and the Vikings will have a shot to, well, try to get back in this and potentially tie it or take the lead. They got two runs to do so, and they trail 5-3 through 7.5. So let's go ahead and take a break here. When we come back, bottom of the eighth inning with Mack up 5-3 on KJF and KREI.
Hey, Rhonda.
Harry?
You won't believe the display over at Tanglewood.
Oh, yes, I would, because I've been there. It's beautiful. I love the open effect with that beautiful covered patio off the back.
You've been on my turf, girl.
KAB Homes is building beautiful homes in Tanglewood, and the lots are beautiful, too. They all back up to common grounds, so you can have a sloping lot for a walkout basement or a level lot. What I like about Tanglewood is all of the standard features that they include. The architectural shingles, the fronts all have stone or brick on them, deep garages, full basements,
and more.
Give us a call at Remax Best Choice, 636-931-7653. Ask for Rhonda or Jerry and we'll get you in. We're open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 4. Stop in and check out this beautiful display.
We're also there for private showings anytime. 314-650-3024.
REMAX Best Choice. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
Well, you can listen to this and all of our games online at MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow with an attitude and lead the herd, don't just follow. Cole's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32 in Farmington. Matt Greenwood with you on KJF and KREI. Thank you for spending your Thursday evening with us. It is the opening round of the Region 16 tournament. Mack leading Jeffco 5-3. Brad Willis, first man up, and the lefty DH swings and misses through a David Webb fastball. So the count is 0-1. As we're here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Willis checking the middle portion of the aluminum bat. They don't crack very easily, but I have seen an aluminum bat break. Here comes the 0-1. That's low and outside. So David Webb came in relief of Blakeney Kirby in the bottom of the seventh inning with a man at second base and nobody out. He was able to get a strikeout of Grant Wood, a strikeout of Nick Hagedorn, and a strikeout of Dalton Doyle. And the 1-1 catches the outside corner. Willis taking it for strike two, now 1-2 the count. Willis taking his time outside the box. Still outside. There we go. Now he's back in. Front right foot. Close to the front of the box. David Webb, the 1-2 pitch. And Willis pops it up left side. Now to play. Jarrett Newell, who put the Vikings on the board in the bottom of the fourth with a two-run double. He's on deck. Anthony Green is in the hole. Vikings down by two. 5-3 is the score. Complete darkness out beyond the outfield walls. There's a curveball on the outside corner. David Webb is on fire with a punch out as he gets Willis frozen. That's four in a row for Webb. All four outs he's recorded have been by way of punch out. Here comes Jarrett Newell. Jarrett Newell with a strikeout, a two-run double, and a hit-by-pitch. Batting from the right side, David Webb, the righty, delivers. Check swing on a curve. He did go around. It's 0-1. Jarrett Newell, formerly of the Jackson Indians baseball team. Jackson losing to Perryville last night, 5-4. Takes a curve for ball one. Now 1-1 the count. So Devin Terbrack, his teammate, a few little bragging rights over Jarrett Newell as Terbrack's Pirates beat his Indians. There's a fastball right down the middle. David Webb gets a called strike. It's 1-2. Webb has struck out all four batters he's faced. And if he continues on this trend, Coach Jones will leave him in for the ninth. There's a curve. Misses low and away. Now 2-2. Jefferson College, 29 games they have won in a row, 47-8 overall, but they're down by two. The 2-2 pitch, Newell with a late swing, got it right off the end of the bat, and Liam Hicks, the catcher, unable to hang on, and it stays 2-2. On deck is Anthony Green in the hole, Matt Dunham. Green represents the tying run if Newell can get aboard. 2-2 from the righty, Webb. Swing and a miss right down the middle. Newell couldn't catch up. And Webb has retired all five guys with strikeouts. Do I hear six? Here comes Anthony Green. He has struck out twice so far today. So four of the five strikeouts by a swing and a miss. The other one by a ring them up strikeout. There's Anthony Green taking a first pitch changeup. Got past Hicks. It's ball one. Jeremy Radig, graduate assistant coach for the Cardinals, chasing down the loose ball. Going for his master's in athletic administration. There's Anthony Green fouling to the screen, an inside breaking ball, now 1-1. And now Dalton Doyle will hustle from the dugout to pick up the loose ball behind home plate and flip it back to the umpire. Jefferson College, by the way, in their home Serenity Hospice Care uniforms. Peace of mind when it matters most. Home whites. White tops, white pants is green. Stares at a breaking ball, low and outside. Red letters and red numbers. And the letters say Vikings across the front of the chest. 2-1 to the right-handed left fielder, Anthony Green. And he fouls the ball up in the zone, straight back to the screen. It's now 2-2. Doyle with four sets of new baseballs for the home plate umpire. And make that five as he picks up the foul ball. Two balls, two strikes. David Webb looking to retire the side in order. The pitch. Fastball up above the letters. Ball three. If Green gets on, Dunham represents the tying run in the on-deck circle. Webb coming set, pitching from the stretch. The 3-2. And Green fouls it straight back. Good fight here between these two. Still three balls and two strikes. Webb came in relief of Blakeney Kirby in the bottom of the seventh with a runner on and struck out all three batters. And he has struck out the first two here as well. 3-2 to Green. Inside fastball, ball four. First base runner that Webb has allowed, and here comes a tying run to the plate, Matt Dunham. Dunham with a walk, a flyout, and a strikeout. Chance to be somewhat of a hero here if he can drive in Green from first. Dunham with 20 runs driven in this season, batting .288 coming into this contest. First pitch to the lefty first baseman, and it's a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Blakeney Kirby, by the way, his finishing line, the starter for Mac, six innings, three hits, three runs. They were all earned. Walking seven, striking out eight. Webb, come and set the 0-1. Check swing, no swing. Ball goes five hole, and advancing to second base is Green. Hicks unable to squeeze the knees on the baseball, and because of it, Green is now 180 feet away from run number four for the Vikings. Count to 1-1 to Matt Dunham. Lefty resting the bat on his shoulder. Now brings it forward, pulls it back. Come and set Webb, the 1-1. And a curveball dropped in there. Slightly inside, it's now 1-2. Freshman Matt Dunham in a big spot here with a sophomore left fielder at second base. Green takes his lead. Shortstop Van de Sanden not playing him close. A 1-2 from Webb. And Dunham fouls it straight into the top of the screen behind home plate. And if it hadn't hit the top of the screen, that one was destined for the top of the press box. Still one ball, two strikes to Matt Dunham, the number nine hitter in the order for the Vikings. Corner infielders playing no doubles. Couple of guys blowing on their hands, trying to stay warm in this 40-degree night in Joplin. Fastball outside, and that's ball two. Oh, balk is called. I was wondering why Green was able to just lollygag into third base without a throw. It's because they called the balk. So it's still 1-2 to Dunham. But now Green, 90 feet away. It's a 5-3 score, though. Everyone into this ball game. The 1-2 from Webb. Dunham, ground ball, back over to Webb. He plays it on the third hop and able to fire to first in time for out number three. So the Vikings, for the second inning in a row, get a runner to third but strand him there. And we head to the final frame, the top of the ninth. Mack leading 5-3 over Jefferson College in the opening round of the Region 16 tournament on KJEF and KREI.
Hello? Hello? It's your backyard. Please spend time with me this year.
Great idea. Hi, I'm Craig with Kasten. Tax refund season is here. Come into Kasten's and explore the possibilities for your backyard. From rock, mulch, hot tubs, swim spas, and pools.
Yes, bring home a Kasten pool.
Visit our stores in Carbondale, Bonterre, Jackson, and Cape. Brick, stone, pools, spas, and more. Kasten will become your favorite store.
Convenience at your fingertips. Whether you have checking accounts, saving accounts, CDs, IRAs, or loans, you can access all of your accounts on Bloomsdale Bank's easy-to-use mobile app. View balances, make transfers, and enjoy many other features the Bloomsdale Bank app has to offer. Visit their website at bloomsdalebank.com or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Green will back with you on AM 800 KREI and AM 1400 KJFF. Happy to have you here as we're situated in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. We are at Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin, Missouri. It's Mac 5, Jeffco 3, top of the ninth inning. And Devin Turbrack, in his fifth inning of relief, bounces a first pitch curve to Caleb Fierstake. Fierstake with the biggest swing of the night, a three-run jack to right center field in the fourth inning. Takes a breaking ball from the southpaw Turbrack. And in this lefty-on-lefty matchup, it's 1-1. Turbrack into the wind. Slightly comes off the rubber. The 1-1 is hit into shallow left. That'll get down. A bloop single for Caleb Fierstake. His second hit of the night. Becomes just the second MAC ball player to have multiple hits. It's a leadoff single here to start the top of the ninth. Here comes Liam Hicks. Fierstake, a threat to steal, and with Mac up by two looking for insurance runs, you can bet he's thinking about it. 21 stolen bags for Fierstake. Turbrack with not the greatest pickoff move. And a fastball comes in and hits Liam Hicks around the hands. So Fierstake doesn't even have to take second base. It's given to him on the hit batter. Mac with the potential here to stretch this two-run lead to maybe three, possibly four. If they want it enough, maybe five. Trying to upset the top seed in this Region 16 tournament. 16 wins separate these two ball clubs. As Nick Hagedorn out to have a chat with Turbrack. ...29-game winning streak also on the line for the Vikings here tonight. Runner at second is Fierstake. Looks like Jefferson College has one guy warming up. It looks to be Austin Cheeley. First pitch. A bunt effort. Pulls back. Throw down to second. Tag applied. And safe is the call. And Grant Wood not arguing too much. He's the one that put the glove down on Fierstake. Now those two have a little chat. And now the question is, did he go around on the check swing? Homeplate umpire said no. So Riley Perks, the batter, is okay in that regard. It's 1-0. Perks with a walk, a stolen base, a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout. Two aboard in front of him. Turbrack coming set shoulder high. The 1-0 pitch. And a bunt up the first baseline. Dunham will field it. Turn his hips around and underhand it to Fullerton covering the first base bag. And a successful sacrifice there for Riley Perks as there's high fives all around from his teammates as he walks back into the dugout. So a 3-4 on the putout. Here comes the cleanup guy, Jake Pryor. 0-for-3 with a walk, Kevin Mulder. First-year head coach for the Vikings. Out across the third baseline. He's gotten a lot of innings out of Devin Turbrack, and Turbrack might have thrown his last pitch. However, the situation is this. You have Austin Cheeley warming up in the bullpen. He's easy to spot because he's maybe, if not the tallest, the second tallest guy on this club. And since Anthony Green is playing left field, I know he's not warming up. And since Jason Rackers is likely starting tomorrow, regardless of opponent, I know it's not him either. But the thing is Pryor is a lefty, and so is Turbrack. Dylan Thomas is a right-handed swinging third baseman, and he's on deck. So it appears Coach Mulder trusts Terbrack enough to leave him in here for at least one more batter. However, if you're Jefferson College, I feel like you got to bring the infield in here. Because if Pryor is able to lay down a bunt, it wouldn't be in a great position to get the runner out at home. So right now, Doyle is the closest one to home, and now they'll bring the infield in. First pitch, curve misses low. One ball, no strikes to Pryor, a strikeout, a walk, a ground out to the pitcher, and a ground out to short. All four infielders drawn in on the grass, the all-turf infield, the 1-0 pitch to Pryor. A curveball misses low and in, and Pryor takes for ball two. Winner plays at 3 o'clock tomorrow against State Fair. Loser plays at noon against Crowder. 2-0 coming from Terbrack, who comes set. And a fastball low. Pryor's been taking all three pitches, and it's paid off for him. It's 3-0. With Cheely warming up, this will be the last batter for Terbrack. Right-hander Dylan Thomas is on deck. The 3-0 pitch. And Terbrack misses low and wide with that one, and that's ball four. So the bases are loaded for the Cardinals. Fierstake at third, Hicks at second, Pryor at first. And Coach Mulder has yet to budge. There we go. Finally put down his clipboard, and I guess he was reviewing one last thing, not really sure. But anyway, pitching change. So Terbrack walks Jake Pryor with two men already aboard, and so as we head into a break here on the top of the ninth, it is Mac 5, Jeffco 3. The Cardinals have a man on every base with one out. Third baseman Dylan Thomas, the number 5 hitter in the order, will face Austin Cheely. The big, tall righty is coming in for the Vikes to try to keep this game a two-run deficit for the Vikings. So we'll find out what he does when we return in 2 minutes here on KJF and KREI.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to share with you a revolutionary way to take your medicine. iCarePack allows us to work with you to synchronize and package your medications by the date and time of day you need to take them. No more pill planners, no more second-guessing yourself. The packaging is completely portable and can be taken with you for day trips, vacations, and doctor visits. Let Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy package your medication with a little extra TLC because you are worth it. iCarePack, only at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Bases loaded for the Cardinals. Matt Greenwood with you. Top of the ninth. It's 5-3 Mac. New pitcher on the Midwest Sports Center pitching change is Austin Cheely. He's facing Dylan Thomas, the third baseman. Starts him off with a curve in the dirt. Cardinals threatening to open this one up. 1-0 from Cheely. Ground ball towards third and foul. Fierstake, the runner at third for the Cards, is the one to pick up the loose ball. So Austin Cheely, number 34, sophomore righty, 42 and a third innings, pitch 43 punch-outs, a 2.57 ERA. After his Jeffco career wraps up, he'll be heading elsewhere. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses in, now 2-1. Cheely, one of three Vikings headed to Middle Tennessee State next season. The other ones are Austin Hicks and Adam Link. All three guys, pitchers. Cheely needs an out here with only one down. The 2-1 pitch to Thomas. Ground ball back up the middle. Cheely to a knee, fields it, and then throws home, and he throws it well wide. And the Cardinals extend their lead to 6-3. It was hit hard back to him. He fell to a knee, was a little wobbly getting up, lobbed it to home, and his throw was off target. And so Fierstake scoring. That'll be an E1. And a fielder's choice. But it does go down as an RBI for Thomas. Bases remain loaded. Still only one out. Tommy Van de Sanden, the batter. Righty on righty matchup here. Cheely. Set above the belt, first base side. Leg kick pitch. Misses low and in, ball one. Official score here telling me no RBI for Dylan Thomas. Actually makes more sense. The 1-0 from the righty Cheely. Sharp ground ball towards short. Double play chance. Wood boots it. Wood can't collect it. And everyone is safe, and another run scores, and it's 7-3 Mack. You put the ball in play here in the top of the ninth, and you're going to get results as Van de Sanden able to bring one in on a ground ball to short. So the four seed in this Region 16 tournament, it's looking pretty good for him. 7-3 the score. Jared Jones the batter, an E6. Back-to-back errors by Jeffco infielders. Cheely to Jones. Curveball low and outside, ball one. The two combined are north of 500 pounds, or at least pretty close to it. By the way, Hicks was the one that scored from third on the E6. 1-0 coming to Jones. Ground ball towards short. Another double play chance. Wood flips to second. Throw to first from Fullerton. It's in time. A 6-4-3 double play. So that ends the inning. But Mack, a ground ball to first with a, or a ground ball to the pitcher with the bases loaded, scores a run on an E1. And then a ground ball to short, booted by Grant Wood, scores another. 7-3, the Cardinals are three outs away from advancing to the 3 o'clock game tomorrow in this Region 16 tournament on KJEF and KREI.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education. For higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
This is Dr. Karen Melton with exciting news. Audiology and Hearing Center is now Hearing Care Partners. Hearing loss can be gradual, so if you're noticing some issues, just give us a call. We offer free consultations. We're still available at our three locations that you love in Farmington, Herculaneum, or St. Genevieve. It's Hearing Care Partners, powered by Audiology and Hearing Center. For more information, go to hearingcarepartners.com. Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear.
Matt Greenwood back with you in Joplin, Missouri, Joe Becker Stadium on KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and St. Genevieve, as well as KJFF, Festus, Crystal City, and Hillsboro. 7-3 the score. Mack, the four seed in the Region 16 tournament, has a four-run lead. They scored two runs in the top of the ninth on the bases loaded and two fielding errors, or one throwing error and one fielding error by the Vikings. And so two insurance runs for Mack. Let's see if it pays dividends as the first batter up for the Vikings in the bottom of the ninth is Pate Fullerton. And he takes a called strike from the righty David Webb. With Torino on deck and Grant Wood in the hole. 0-1 pitch from Webb. And a long fly towards left. Fullerton gives this one a ride to the warning track. Backing up, twisting around. Riley Perks able to find it and grab it right at the wall for out number one. Taking away a potential double. Kind of overran the ball, got to the fence, reached out, found his positioning. Was able to locate the ball, got twisted just a bit, and still made the catch. Jeff go down to their final two outs. The batter is Matt Torino. He's 1-for-4. And the left-handed swinging center fielder takes the ball low. It's 1-0. Be sure to stick around for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll speak to both coaches, either Kevin Mulder of Jefferson College and Jordan Thompson, assistant coach for Mack. Here's a pop-up, left side, shallow left. Three guys give chase. It's into foul territory. Coming forward and making the basket catch on the run is Riley Perks. He is making two excellent plays, two excellent catches in left field. One going back, one coming forward. He lost his hat along the way on the second one, but the Vikings are down to their final out. Torino is retired. Here comes Grant Wood. David Webb going to give Perks some time to get back in position. Man, keeping him active out there and left. Mack hoping to play at 3 o'clock tomorrow against State Fair. Grant Wood, the right-handed swinging shortstop, takes it low, ball one. If Mack is able to win this one, Blakeney Kirby gets the win and David Webb the save. 1-0 from the righty Webb, and Wood takes it right down the middle for a called strike. Slight breeze coming across Joe Becker Stadium in Joplin. Lights are on. Mack's up 4, and Jeff goes down to their final strike as Wood takes it on the outside corner. Count to 1-2. Nick Hagedorn is on deck for the Vikings. 7-3 the score. Webb coming set, pitching from the stretch. The 1-2. And a breaking ball low and wide, 2-2. Again, Home Pools and Spas post-game show coming up next. We'll introduce the drive of the game, the player of the game, the coaches as well. And we'll tell you what's happening tomorrow. And a fastball misses high and wide, now 3-2. Nobody on, two outs for the Vikings, bottom of the ninth, down to their final strike. Infield playing back. The payoff pitch from Webb, and it's low. Game continues. Here comes Nick Hagedorn. So Wood working his second walk of the ballgame. Hagedorn grounded out to first base his first time up. Walked and scored a run in the bottom of the fourth. Grounded out to second in the fifth. And struck out swinging in the seventh. First pitch. And the lefty catcher takes the fastball in the outside corner. Strike one. Hagedorn with 9 home runs this season for the Vikings. Going to Louisiana Lafayette after this. That's a D1 school in the Sun Belt Conference. And a slider from David Webb misses low and in. The count to 1-1. Second base is open for Grant Wood. He's not being held on. He's got a lead halfway up the line, or halfway between first and second, and the pitch is fouled left side and out of play. He'll retreat. The count is 1-2. If it stays this way, Jeffco will be playing tomorrow at noon in the loser's bracket. And they'll need several wins to win the region. Runner on the move again. Ball comes up and in. Almost hit Hagedorn. Liam Hicks, the catcher, dropped it, taking second base on defensive indifference is Grant Wood. 7-3 the score. Mack on top. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. Coming set Webb. Leg kick pitch. Fastball up high. Taking third now is Wood. Cardinals hoping to join State Fair as teams upsetting other teams in this tournament. Staying alive on the 3-2 Hagedorn as he fouls it straight back into the screen. State Fair is the 3 seed in this tournament, and they beat Crowder 5-4 about half an hour before 7 o'clock. Webb pitching from the stretch as he has done all game. The 3-2 now. Hagedorn loops it over into shallow center. Outfielder was playing deep there, and a run will score for the Vikings. A two-out base knock and an RBI for Hagedorn. 7-4 your score. RBI number 65 of the season for Nick Hagedorn. Here comes Dalton Doyle, third baseman, a walk, a ground out, a pop up, and a strikeout. David Webb's going to get a talking to from pitching coach Ryan Virgink. Meeting only lasted about 3 seconds. So the Vikings down by 3. The tying run is in the on-deck circle in the form of Brad Willis. But Doyle must get on to extend the ballgame. Now Hagedorn being held on at first base by Jones. Webb pitching middle of the rubber, comes home with the first pitch to Doyle. And it's low and in. Backhand attempt by Hicks. It scoots away, and up to second base goes Hagedorn. Pass ball for Liam Hicks. Doyle facing a 1-0 count. When it's all said and done for Doyle here at Jeffco, he'll be going to Eastern Illinois in the Ohio Valley Conference. Right now, he's not concerned about that. Fastball misses up and in. 2-0 to Doyle. Again, the tying run is in the on-deck circle. Doyle with 12 home runs and 58 RBIs so far this season. Batting .324. Fastball comes in low from Webb. Now 3-0. David Webb came in relief of Kirby in the bottom of the seventh inning. Struck out the first 5 batters. It's been a good right arm for Coach Jones so far tonight. And a get-me-over fastball for a called strike, now 3-1. Doyle takes a deep breath, digs back in, crowds home plate, leans back, the 3-1 from the righty Webb, and it's a called strike. Doyle had already tossed the bat aside, thinking it was ball 4. And out of the dugout was Coach Mulder, and he was chirping at the umpire closest to third base. I think Coach Mulder's been tossed from the game. Coach Mulder still out talking to the umpire who's walking away from him. Now home plate umpire and first base umpire coming to cut him off. There's still a good 90 feet between the two, but Coach Mulder, I believe, has just been tossed from the ballgame. Arguing balls and strikes, a big no-no. He was arguing with the wrong umpire, though. As he walks away from the action, Coach Mulder clapping the hands. So, yes, Kevin Mulder, head coach for Jeffco, has been tossed from the ballgame. Dalton Doyle facing a 3-2 pitch. Runner at second is Hagedorn. Vikings down to their final strike. Everyone back in position. Webb comes set. Extends the arm, now brings him to the chest. The 3-2, swing and a miss on a fastball up in the zone, and that's the ballgame. The Mineral Area College Cardinals are victorious 7-4 as they upset the top seed, Jeffco. And they are on to the winner's bracket. 3 o'clock start tomorrow against State Fair. Your Home Pools and Spas postgame show is coming up next.
Jefferson College will play Crowder. Midwest Sports Center has the off-road adventure you've been dreaming about, with rebates up to $4,000 on great brands like Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, and Suzuki. Hey, Josh Harris, owner of Midwest Sports Center. Come on, you know you've been wanting a sport utility vehicle, but you just keep putting it off. Stop putting it off. Now's the time to buy. You've been thinking about it too long. Act now before we're sold out. Your adventure starts here. Whether you're on the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home, the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is the No Bull Deal? It's simple. It's a deal no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. Sure, you can shop around, but we're confident that you will come home to our way of doing business. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. So whether you see us first or see us last, we are the dealer that will give you the best No Bull Deal and service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment, or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, summer's just around the corner, right?
Yeah, it is.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 3rd, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. Come here and give your mom a kiss.
Or maybe go snorkeling over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go, I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the
fish. Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Boyd looking at second base. No one keeping Jones close. Out of the stretch, first base side, the 0-2. And Fierstank puts this one into right center field. The outfielders will give chase. That one is up, and that one is gone. Three-run jack. Caleb Fierstank busts it wide open. And the Cardinals lead 5-0 here in the top of the fourth. And that is your Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game and your Patsy's Furniture play of the game. Let's tell you about both Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. And then also our play of the game brought to you by Patsy's Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Final score, Max 7. Jeffco 4, Mineral Area College onto the Region 16 winners bracket as the 4 seed in this tournament, upsetting the top seed Jefferson College. The win goes to Blakeney Kirby. The save to David Webb, a.k.a. Jason Bourne. As I was going for the smile, I got one late from you, Coach Thompson. It's okay. If you don't like it, it's fine.
No, I like it. That's a good comp.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, he was killer tonight. 6 strikeouts, 3 innings. Saves the ballgame for you guys. Blakeney Kirby, good start. Walk still a little bit high, but the strikeout number is there to sort of get him out of some jams. And then Caleb Fierstake rides one to right center field, and that was pretty much the stinger right there.
No doubt. Webb's been so good for us, man. He's come in some big spots, and he's just been phenomenal for us so far. You know, we knew if we could get the ball to him that we were in a really good spot to win. And he did just that. But Kirby was really good as well. walks are high, man. He just don't get hit.
Right.
If he could keep guys off the bases, he'd be a really, really special arm. But a few too many walks, but still a really good outing. And then Fear Stake, the big blast, you know, he really got a hold of that one. Been a special player for us all year, and it was good to see.
All right, before we continue the conversation, Coach, time to get to the Applebee's Barn Grill of Farmington player of the game. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's in Farmington. For me, it comes down to two guys, David Webb, Caleb Fearstake. Who are you giving it to?
I give it to Caleb Fearstake. What Webb did in the back end was special, but we wouldn't have got there without Fearstake. And, you know, Boyd's a really, really good arm. He's had a lot of success, and that was a big blast and a big spot. So I give it to Caleb, although David was a close second, but I give that to Caleb.
Yep, win goes to Kirby, his seventh of the season, fifth save for David Webb, your sophomore right-handed gunner. And, Coach, I mean, you come into this ball game, and Jefferson College is riding a 29-game winning streak. They've beaten you guys eight in a row. You're also the lower seed. So, I mean, you look at the paper, and it looks like there's no way you guys win this game. So how'd you pull it off?
No doubt, man. The biggest thing about that is – whoever has a great year, you know, tip your hat. But once you get to the tournament, everybody's 0-0. And you have to go into it that way, especially now with the sub-region, with being a four-team tournament. All four teams here are really, really good. Mm-hmm. And any of the four could win it, and any of the four still can. But, you know, they're very familiar foes for us, and we are for them. We know a lot about them. They know a lot about us. Our guys wanted it. They did as well. We just had to show up and get it done, and offensively, I thought we took really, really good at-bats against Boyd, got him out early. I thought Devin was really good after him, but I thought those really good at-bats off Boyd's what was the difference in the game.
How about Riley Perks? Bottom of the ninth inning, and Jeffco sends out to his direction. He gets a little bit twisted going back to the fence, makes the catch, and then comes charging forward, two guys right around him in foul territory, makes a basket catch on the run. Two big plays and two big outs to start that bottom of the ninth with you guys up by four.
Yeah, both really impressive plays. And Riley, he's a guy that outworks anybody else. Special kid, has been very good for us. This is just his first year with us. He's been very good for us. He's actually a first baseman. He's a really skilled first baseman that moved to the outfield for us. So both plays were huge. The leadoff batter and Torino to get those guys out there was a big part of the inning. So definitely tip your hat to him.
All right, you guys are on to the winner's bracket. You're going to face State Fair. You guys have something in common, and that is you upset the higher seed in this tournament. They upset Crowder the 2-5-4 with the bases loaded, and a guy by the name of Garrett Morrow came in and got two punch-outs to end the game there. And so you guys play State Fair tomorrow at 3 o'clock, chance to kind of get rested and stuff, but your thoughts on the Roadrunners?
Yeah, they're talented. We got them early. We seen them early at home, and we swept all four from them. But like I said, once you get to the tournament, everybody's 0-0. So, you know, we're both 1-0 now. We'll be excited to see them. They do a great job. They run a great program, especially for a new program being around. Judd Kendall does an awesome job with them. You know, same thing. We know them. They know us. We just got to show up and show out and see what happens.
All right. Sounds good. Jordan Thompson, assistant coach for Mineral Area College, coming out to join us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Enjoy the win, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Again, Jordan Thompson, assistant coach for MAC. They win it 7-4 over Jefferson College. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show and talk to, hopefully, Kevin Mulder here in just a few minutes as he and his coaching staff are still chatting down the left field line. But we'll take a quick break here and come back with the wrap-up of our ball game here tonight.
The list of satisfied customers at Home Pools and Spas in Ledington continues to grow. Brian Mabry of Farmington is very happy with his pool.
They underpromised and overdelivered on the product. I had no idea that it was going to turn out as good as it did, so I'm extremely happy with it. My wife was the one that wanted the pool. I'm the one who's out there more than anybody else.
Home Pools and Spas in Ledington, homepoolsandspas.net.
Everybody's going home is where the fun Everybody's is. Going home.
Do you have a passion for coaching? Have you ever wanted to run your own fitness facility? This fall, turn your love for sports into an exciting career with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Learn everything from the psychology and business of sports to the care and prevention of injuries. Sports management is a rapidly growing field and can provide you with a lucrative career path. Do something that you are passionate about with an associate's degree in sports management from Mineral Area College. Call now at 573-431-4593 to get started.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does everything for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the things to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And, of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank, and our new app offers Secure Swipe. Secure Swipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Every branch, every leaf, and every bud forms the ComTree Comprehensive Health Center family tree.
Our doctors, nurses, dentists, therapists, staff, volunteers, patients, and clients form our tree.
We may look different and each life journey is distinct, but all of us are connected, a family.
Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org.
Welcome to our family tree.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entrees from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Carsh Boulevard in Farmington.
One on the way. He drives this one to the opposite field, giving Pryor the chase. He dives, and it's past him, and it rolls up the hill. A run scores for the Vikings. Around third, digging for home, Willis. The throw is cut off at first, and the Vikings are back in it. A stand-up two-run double for Jared Newell. 5-2, your new score. All right, so that was Jefferson College's attempt at a comeback in a 5-0 hole after a Caleb Fierstake three-run home run in the top of the fourth inning. Jarrett Newell going opposite field to right to bring home two. And unfortunately, Jeffco did get a little bit closer at 5-3 going into the top of the ninth. But with the bases loaded, a ball hit to the pitcher, a force play at home. The throw was wide from Austin Cheely. Then a ball hit to short for a double play chance. And the shortstop, Grant Wood, booted it. And so two runs came in on that, made it 7-3. Jefferson College was able to get a run in the bottom of the ninth on an RBI from Nick Hagedorn, but that was about it. Dalton Doyle struck out swinging. David Webb getting his sixth punch out of the night through three innings of relief. Six of the nine guys he retired by way of strikeout, including the first five being set down on strike. So what a performance by David Webb, who gets the save. The win goes to Blakeney Kirby, and Mac gets to sleep a little extra longer tonight as they'll play the 3 o'clock game in the winner's bracket against State Fair, the 3 seed in this tournament. It'll be the top two seeds going head-to-head tomorrow at noon, and that's an 11:45 pregame on KJEF only. Mac and State Fair will be on KREI only. And if those two happen to play each other at 6 o'clock, we'll have that game on KJEF and Carry I as well. So, again, the win goes to Mac. And so they are now 1-0 in the Region 16 tournament. We have Coach Mulder getting ready to put the headset on here for the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll give him an extra few seconds and tell you about Home Pools and Spas. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. Coach, we'll keep this one short and sweet so we can all get some rest here. Caleb Fierstake, three-run home run in the top of the fourth inning. Put you guys in a bit of a hole and a bind in the fourth, but good response by Newell. Just couldn't quite climb your way back in, though.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really good game, and, we've had a really, incredible streak here over the last 29 games, and I told the guys, this happens, and, it especially happens when you make three errors and, walk and hit as many guys as we did tonight, and they have a couple pretty good players, and you know, one of them hurt us tonight on with a timely home run there. So it was a good game, but you know, we're still an extremely confident group heading in to tomorrow, and it'll be you know, quite a battle. We hit Crowder in round two. I'm sure a lot of people thought that's what would happen, and sure enough, it is.
Jason Racker starting tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. So, and if you guys win that, you stay alive, and then you play 6 o'clock against the loser of Mackin State Fair.
Right.
Okay, just want to make sure our listeners understand that as well. Coach, I mean, their guy Kirby got 8 strikeouts, but he walked 7. What was key to not being able to just, you know, come through in the clutch?
Yeah, we just couldn't get the big hit versus some other Newell's. You know, he has really good stuff. That was a kid that was at Jeffco a handful of years ago, and you know, kind of resurfaced back at Mineral Area. So he's a talented kid, and he certainly had his good stuff tonight.
Turbrack, you've obviously spent his arm at least for the next couple of days. 5 innings, though, kept you guys in it.
I thought that was a real highlight of the night. Devin continued throwing the ball well for us tonight and gave us a great chance to come back and win that ball game.
Coach, we'll see you sharp about, I don't know what time we're coming over here tomorrow morning.
Game's at noon. I got to figure all that sort of stuff out here.
All right, well, 11:45 pregame, noon first pitch, so we'll see you then.
Okay, thanks, right. Matt.
Kevin Mulder, head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Final score again, Mineral Area College at 7, Jefferson College at 4. The win goes to Kirby, the save to David Webb, the big stick from Caleb Fearstake. I knew I would do that. The 3-run shot to right center field, making it 5-0 Vikings in the top of the 4th inning. Jeffco could never quite get back and tie things up and make it a heartache for a lot of fans here. So that's it for tonight. We've got at least 2 games for you tomorrow at noon, as you just heard with Coach Mulder, Jefferson College, Crowder, 11:45 pregame on KJFF only, and also on MIMOinfo.com. And then at 3 o'clock or 2:45 pregame, we will have Mineral Area College taking on State Fair. Again, that'll be on AM800 KREI only. Then, here's a situation, not saying it's going to play out this way, but there's potential that it does. If Mac loses to State Fair and Jeffco beats Crowder, those two will then play each other at 6 o'clock. So potential for Mac to play back-to-back games, potential for Jefferson College to play 2 in the same day as well. So Friday's a big day, and thank goodness it's the forecast calls for partly cloudy skies, so we should be able to get that one in. All right, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I want to thank Jack Sadler back in the KREI studio, back at KJF, Dale Bruning. Also want to thank the staff here, the fielding staff, if you will, here at Joe Becker Stadium for putting some hard work in this morning and early afternoon to get us some baseball here today, because it's been raining all week, got some rain overnight, left field to be desired in terms of how wet it was, a little bit in shallow center as well, some in right, but the field crew here did a great job of getting us ready. They did push the games back 3 hours, but we still got baseball in today, and that's what was important. So our great thanks to them for allowing us to play some baseball here tonight. Again, Mineral Area College wins it 7-4 over Jefferson College. And that's a wrap here tonight. They're turning out the lights at Joe Becker Stadium, and we are heading home, well, back to the hotel at least. Thank you again for listening. I'm Matt Greenwood. Thanks to Jack and Dale once more. Have a good night.